FDIC.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
This Halloween season, there's no tricks, just a treat from Rainbow Communications. Get half off your internet for 3 whole months. That's right, blazing fast, reliable internet at a price that won't scare you. No contracts, no gimmicks, just pure savings and connection. Hurry, this spooky good offer won't last long. Visit rainbowtel.com today. Rainbow Communications, no tricks, just treats.
Pre-game coverage is off and running here on KNZA. It's the final week of the regular season in high school football, and we got a dandy for you here tonight. Jackson Heights hosting Jefferson County North. Two teams undefeated. League and district championships are on the line as well. We got JC and Coach Jeff Schneider joining us here for a couple of minutes in the pregame show. Coach, we always appreciate it. Let's go back to last week. Big win against McLouth. What'd you take away from your team's big win?
I thought we played really well all 4 quarters. Probably our best outing of the year. I thought we came in executed really well, really focused. Our goal each week is just try to continue to get a little bit better, and I thought we accomplished some of that last week.
What do you think is maybe the biggest, I don't want to say surprise, but I guess I will go with surprise. I mean, you had expectations coming into the year. You always do. You sit here at 7-0 going into the final week. From that first game, going into week two to where we are now, basically the strides you have seen your team make, here in the last couple of months as we get set for the postseason.
Well, you look at our roster, we were a very young team last year, played a lot of freshmen and sophomores, so we knew coming in that we'd have a lot of those sophomores, juniors this year returning. Those guys have made a lot of strides, Had a lot of question marks in there, and we've answered a lot of them. Also getting good production from our freshman class as well, too. And I don't know that you're always going to get that as a big jump come from middle school, but we've done really well with some of those players. And, I think we have a good core group of five seniors who are providing excellent leadership. They've been productive. They've done a great job of playing over the last several years, obviously, and elevating their game. But I think bringing the guys underneath them along as well. So I've been very pleased with the strides we've made with that throughout this year.
Yeah, you're a veteran coach. You've been doing it for a while. I'm just curious, what's it like, seeing a kid come in as a freshman, fresh out the middle school ranks? You see this kid come in as a freshman, whether they play or not, but just watching them develop over the next 4 years and then, getting to this point, just what's that like as a coach, just seeing these kids make that, transition from those early years to essentially graduation? I'm sure a lot of the times, or pretty much all the times, I think it has to feel, pretty good when you watch these kids develop the way that they do.
Yeah, I think it's the most fun thing in coaching. It's probably what's fueled me over the last 30 years and wanting to maintain this position. It's outstanding. You watch young people grow. You watch them work. You watch them physically develop, cognitively as well. But you just watch them improve, and I think the confidence that can be gained through that over the course of that 4 years, you hopefully that jump starts you off when you graduate and move on to whatever your avenue is. And then, I've always enjoyed the rewards of players coming back and saying, hey, thanks, coach, or coming back still have an interest in the program and just wanting to be around it as well. You feel like you're trying to make good memories for them, and, I've made a lot of them along the way, but the rewards in that go well beyond anything else that I've ever been able to do with any job I've had.
JC and Coach Jeff Schneider here. A couple more minutes here. Our pregame coverage tonight for their game at Jackson Heights. Let's talk about the Cobras, number one team in the state, undefeated as well. They have been dominant from the jump. It starts with Drake Mellies, their quarterback. They got playmakers all over the place, good size. Just everything you see from this team, is showing a team that can make a deep postseason run here over the next month and change. Your initial thoughts on this Jackson Heights team that you're going to see here tonight?
Very talented. Obviously, they had a terrific run last year, won a lot of games, deep playoff run, and then they're bringing back a lot of players from that team. So a lot of seniors this year. I believe it's 8. You know, like you said, they're good up front. They've got good size. They have athletes in the running game and the passing game. You know, at our level, that typically translates to the defensive side where you've got people on the defense playing, you know, you're playing both ways, platooning that way. Terrific athletes. They're well coached. Those guys always play hard. We've always had really good games whenever we played them, and always had it's always been a physical contest.
It's going to be a lot of fun tonight, no doubt about it. We've talked about in our coaches' shows, you know, throughout the course of the season, you've preached, you know, getting off to fast starts, and you did that last week in your win, most certainly against McClouth. I feel like Jackson Heights is so good that if you don't get off to a fast start, you put yourself in a very tough position. So just crucial aspect of getting off to a fast start, getting some points on the board early, and keeping yourself in this thing early. If not, they just tend to run away with it.
Well, I think that obviously can be a terrific key. The one thing we try to talk to our players a lot about is adversity is going to happen in every game at some point. We're not going to win every snap. Our opponent's going to practice as well, too. They're going to get us at times. How you respond to that. We had some last week. We went down the field on McCoff and scored, and they came right back and scored on us, and some of their yards, you know, we got a 15-yard penalty. We had a bust of assignment. They gave up a bigger pass play, missed a gap and shouldn't have, so the quarterback got around the edge on us. I talked about in the huddle last, they scored. Adversity's, it's right in front of you. What are you going to do about it? And I thought our guys did a pretty good job of standing up to that. That is a point that we try to stress, and then, you know, playing together, staying together. It's 11 working as one, and that's an overall goal. And whatever happens, every player, we talk about getting back to the huddle, celebrate your success, but get back to the huddle and dig in for the next one regardless. So those are the things that they've heard throughout my tenure as coaching, and I think that they hear it from all of our coaches on our staff.
Finally, Coach, give us keys to get a victory here tonight at Jackson Heights.
Well, looking at there's a chance of rain, so the weather hopefully is not a big factor, but, you know, ball security, I think you've got to limit your turnovers, and we've been very good at the turnover battle. I think that's crucial in tough games. I think, you know, you talked about getting off to a good start, but I think battling for four quarters, it's going to be a four-quarter football game, and that's what, you know, we're going to settle in, and we're going to give everything our best, and we talk about playing each snap as if it's your last, and that's what we're going to line up and do.
There it is, Jefferson County North football coach Jeff Schneider joining us. Pregame coverage continuing here tonight as JCN is at Jackson Heights, our feature game here on KNZA. District and league championships on the line, of course. We always appreciate it, Coach. Good luck here tonight.
Thank you.
We'll talk Jackson Heights on the other side here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
This is Mark Starr at GN Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GM Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Buying or selling a home? Don't do it alone. Work with someone who knows the market inside and out. I'm Sarah Fox, Stone & Story Real Estate, and I specialize in helping people just like you find their dream home or receive top dollar when it's time to sell. From first tours to closing day, your continued leader in the industry in marketing and service, I'll guide you every step of the way with local expertise, proven results, and service you can trust as you have for over 20 years. Sarah Fox Team. Find us online.
Back here on our pregame coverage here on KNZA, getting you set for our game of the week. As it's the final game of the regular season in high school football, it's Jefferson County North at Jackson Heights, and Cobras head coach Caleb Wick joining us here for a few minutes in the pregame show, so we appreciate that very much. Coach, another big win for your team last week at Valley Falls, 54-6 was this final score. Take us back to last week. What'd you like? What'd you see?
You know, from my vantage point, I thought we started out pretty slow. I thought it was a sloppy game in general, and credit to Valley Falls on that to, you know, muddy it up a little bit. And, you know, they scored there right before the first half with like 30 seconds left, and that's just our defensive secondary, you know, eyes in the wrong location, and they came down on a run and they ran a sweet pass and were able to score a touchdown on that. And, you know, that's just something that we have to shore up this week in practice. And, you know, the funny thing about that is they scored with 30 seconds left and we get 6 seconds left, and then Drake takes it 70, 75 yards for a touchdown right before half. So, credit to, you know, Drake making that play, but overall we need to play better this week and we need to shore a lot of things up.
Yeah, I do want to talk about Drake. I'm glad you brought him up. He has had a tremendous season, tremendous career. He has developed certainly over time, and you could argue he's the best 1A quarterback in the state. 2 weeks ago against Onega in that victory, he set a school record for rushing yards, 334, and he totaled 501 yards of total offense. Just from your vantage point on the sideline, watching a player have a game like that, just are you realizing the kind of game that he is having as it progresses on, or do you really not even know until you see the box score at the end?
You know, you don't even know until you see the box score at the end. You know, he had a bunch of big runs there against Onega, and, you know, deep down you're thinking maybe in the back of your head or at halftime, like, hey, how many yards does he have? And, you know, some of our statisticians came to us in the third quarter and were like, hey, he has a chance to break this record. And, you know, we told the offensive line that, you know, it's on them. You know, Drake's a great athlete and everything, but he'll be the first one to give credit to the offensive line and credit to his skill positions that are blocking on the edge for him. And it was a special night, and he's a special player, and, you know, it makes coaching a lot easier when you have a guy go out there and even on a broken play, he can, you know, make a scramble and make something happen. So that's very, very beneficial to have on our part. But he's just a special player, and this is a special senior class, so hopefully, you know, tonight against JCN, he can, you know, take the seniors out the right way.
Yeah, no doubt. And we'll get your thoughts on JCN in a moment. But shout out as well to the statisticians for letting you know that he had a chance to break that record, and you guys gave him the opportunity to break that record a couple of weeks ago. Want to talk about your defense real quick. Defense has been so good. You know, it starts out with a shutout against Riverside, and you kind of just look down the rest of the games, you know, here in the regular season, 6 allowed, a shutout, 8 allowed, 6 allowed, and then another shutout, and then 6 last week allowed against Valley Falls. So a team has not scored more than 10 points. The defense has been elite. What have you liked in the progression on that side of the ball here as we hit the regular season finale?
The progression has been excellent, you know, and Coach Nalges does an excellent job on the defensive staff during the course of the week. And, you know, we're just flying to the football, you know, hat on a hat. We try to make defense as easy as we can for the kids, and so they can just go out there and play fast. You know, Coach Nalges, you know, gets his calls in early. They know exactly what they're doing. We've played really gap sound this year, and we've really tackled well up to this point in the season, so you might want to knock on wood for us there. But during the course of the year, we've been playing exceptionally well. And again, just credit to the coaches, credit to these young men, you know, taking to the scouting report and really, you know, locking in during practice. And credit to these seniors, too. I believe we have 9 seniors starting on defense right now, and all of them have been integral parts to this run we're having right now. And even the underclassmen during the course of the week are getting in there and getting a lot of meaningful reps. If it's not in practice, it's on Friday nights there in the second half, so that's always beneficial as well for the defensive unit.
Jackson Heights coach Caleb Wick joining us. A couple more minutes getting you set for our game of the week tonight on KNCA with JCN at Jackson Heights. I'm sure this game was circled, you know, maybe when the schedule came out, you know, coming into the year, you knew this one had an opportunity to be big. It has played out that way. Both teams enter tonight undefeated, so you got the league and the district championships on the line. Do you see a little extra pep maybe in the step of your players in the preparation and practice this week, or is it, you know, kind of same business as usual type?
We try to take it business as usual as a coaching staff and everything, but, you know, you got 15 to 18-year-olds out there that, you know, they look at the scores. They know the standings. They know what JCN is, and they're an unbelievable football team, and they know they're going to have to play better. And they've probably been sky high since, you know, that week one win over Riverside, looking forward to this game. You know, as a coaching staff and everything, you always want to take that 1-0 mindset and everything. And we do that during the course of the year, but like I said, these are young kids, and I know they look ahead to this JCN game, and like you said, it's for a district and a league title, so, you know, it's going to be a great atmosphere here. I know the kids are going to be amped up. They've been amped up all week during practice, and I'm sure it's the same way over at Winchester with JCN, so we're just, tonight, we're just trying to look for an unbelievable atmosphere and just go out in there and execute in the game plan and let the chips fall how they may.
All right, what's the first thing that stands out when you put JCN on tape?
You know, they're just a fast team. You know, they got athletes all over. They remind me a lot of us offensively and defensively. You know, offensively, they do a lot of different things. Quarterback is the focal point of their offense, just like the focal point of our offense, but they also have, you know, a great running back that can get downhill and, you know, get those tough yards, and they got wide receivers on the outside that can go up and make a catch. That's one thing that I've been really impressed on with JCN this year, is they got those wide receivers that go up and make contested catches, and their offensive young, though young, have made great strides during the course of the year, so you know their coaching staff has done an unbelievable job with them. And defensively, they fly to the football. They get 11 hats to the football. It's just a great football team, and we just hope for a great matchup tonight.
We talk about keys each and every week, and you got to do a lot of things right to win a football game, but if you had to hone it down to one specific thing that you guys needed to do better than JCN tonight to get a win, what would you pinpoint that?
You know, it all starts at the offensive line. I feel like in any game, if you can, you know, hang the offensive line and, you know, really win the battle of the trenches, most of the time you're going to come up the right side of the battle. And, you know, they always talk about special teams, and, you know, if we're punting or they're punting, you know, if you get a bad snap or if you get a blocked punt or a big return like that, that can change the momentum in a blink of an eye in a football game, especially a high school football game, just a game of momentum and a game of runs. So we really have to limit them in the special teams area. They got a lot of, like I said, a lot of speed. So if they're able to get to the outside on punt or kick return, they could be gone. So that's definitely going to be a hidden aspect to the game as well.
There it is. Jackson Heights football coach Caleb Wick joining us. Number one ranked Cobras and undefeated Jefferson County North tonight here at Jackson Heights, the league and district titles on the line. Coach, can't thank you enough for time here in the pregame show. Good luck tonight, and we'll talk to you again next week before the playoffs. We appreciate it.
Thank you guys very much.
Our pregame coverage continues after a timeout here on KNZA.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Ready to score big this football season? It's game time at Wilson Tire in Holton. Just like your favorite teams, we're geared up for success, offering unbeatable deals on tires and oil changes. Don't fumble your ride to the game. Visit Wilson Tire today for top quality tires that keep you in the winning lane. From touchdowns to tire rotations, we've got you covered. Wilson Tire in Holton, where every drive is a touchdown. Call us at 785-362-8473. When selection and service matter, choose Wilson Tire in Holton.
Find your future at FW Houston. FW Houston Medical Center is in search of qualified healthcare professionals to work at their Winchester facility. Now offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus for licensed employees. Visit fwhouston.com/careers to apply today.
Good health starts with a trusted partner, and at Community Healthcare System, our family medicine providers are here for the long run, building lasting relationships and guiding your family's health at every stage of life. From preventative care to chronic condition management, we deliver quality care that you can count on right here in your community. Community Healthcare System, your partner in lifelong health. Schedule your appointment today by visiting chcsks.org.
Summer's better without the bites. At Urban Lawn Care, they offer professional lawn spraying that knocks out mosquitoes, chiggers, ticks, ants, and spiders, and all those uninvited pests. Safe for pets and kids, tough on bugs. You can schedule a one-time treatment or keep your yard protected all season long with monthly or bi-monthly plans. Take back your lawn. Call Urban Lawn Care today for a free estimate and get on the schedule. Urban Lawn Care, local, dependable, and here to help you enjoy your yard again.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit BobSchwartzFinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advice or services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, it's certainly hard to believe it is the final week of the regular season in high school football, and we got a dandy locked in for you tonight, not only on KNZA 103.9 FM, but also queued up on the Cobra Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. A full house and a full crew on hand, alongside Dan Shoup for the color commentary, Kyson Prophet behind the camera for the Cobra Channel, Ray Penning, our KNZA studio producer. I'm Brandon Tadman. Jefferson County North at Jackson Heights. Dan, we got league and district championships on the line. Two teams coming into tonight undefeated at 7-0.
Well, this is what it's all about. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better scenario at the end of the season. Two undefeated teams going to play for a district title and a league title all in one. So it all comes down to this as you go on. I mean, but the only thing different is compared to previous decades is everybody's going on here. I mean, this is about playing for pride, playing for a league title, playing for a district title, and getting the top seed that you possibly can get going into the playoffs.
Well, let's start with Jackson Heights, number one team in the state. They have rolled just like JCN, and it starts with their quarterback, Drake Mellis. He has been sensational, not only this year, but his entire career. He broke a school record earlier this year for rushing yards in a game. We'll talk about that throughout the broadcast, but kid that's had over 7,500 total yards and 100-plus touchdowns, and that's in all facets of the game. That's defense, offense, special teams. He does it all, and I think there's no argument. He is the best quarterback in the 1A classification.
He has to be right up there. I mean, I haven't seen a lot of ball out west, but he's one of the best that we've seen, and you can see it from a young age. This kid is going to make an impact coming into high school, and he has for the past 4 years.
And then defensively, both these teams are elite. You look at Jefferson County North. They have given up just 28 points in seven games. And then on the flip side of that, Jackson Heights, they have given up just 26 points in seven games.
Yeah, something's got to give.
Something has got to give. Now, Jackson Heights, they dominated this matchup last year, but it's a different JCN team. They were much younger last year because 2 years ago, let's not forget, JCN in 23 made a run to the state championship game. They had a heavy senior class. It was kind of rebuild mode for them last year, yet they still finished above 500. Now they see that experience coming to life here in 2025, and right now they sit here at 7-0.
Yeah, I mean, you're exactly right. That class was a senior-heavy class for JCN when they got to the title game. So last year was kind of a rebuilding year for them. I know they got a lot of young, talented kids out there, and it's going to be led by their senior quarterback that's been a fixture for JCN for several years also. So they're going to give us a test. I can see that. I just believe that it's going to be something that we haven't seen for quite a while, since by week one.
All right, so let's talk about this. Jefferson County North, we're moments away from the opening kick. Chargers are going to get the ball first. Talking with Jeff Schneider, preaching getting off to a good and fast start. If you fall behind Jackson Heights quickly, teams just cannot find their way back. So getting off to a good start, particularly on this opening drive, crucial for JCN.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, it's something Jackson Heights hasn't seen yet either, is somebody's score before they scored. So they rely very heavily on their defense. I mean, something we walked into this season with is we're very proud of our defense and how they handle things. So I mean, we've kind of relied on them up to this point. So
well, we are excited to bring it. How about some real football weather tonight? How about that?
Oh, you should beat it. It's chilly. It's
breezy. A little rainy. We have been very blessed the few Fridays we have had here in October, but it finally feels legitimately like football weather. Fans are bundled up. You got the blankets, the beanies, the hoodies. A little bit of rainfall. Austin Zeller has it teed up here for Jackson Heights. The left-to-right boot is a squib kick that's going to roll to the far side of the field. It is picked up on that far side by the JCN return team. And now across the 25-yard line, that is a good starting spot here for Jefferson County North. In the Chargers coming into tonight, averaging 44 points per game, led by their senior quarterback in Will Elias.
And that's one thing with our kickoff team. We got a lot of young kids we play on the kickoff team to kind of give some of our better athletes a little bit of a break, and they've done an excellent job up to this point in the regular season of pinning teams back pretty deep.
So here we go on the white uniform tops, the road team Chargers, first and 10 at their own 26-yard line. First play from scrimmage. District and league championships on the line. Elias, the senior quarterback, he is in the gun, a man in motion. That's Brody Van Dyke. He's going to follow the man in motion and run it himself off the outside of the left tackle. Not much, if any, there on that opening snap and opening carry for Will Elias. No gain on the play. Second down and 10.
And that's what Jackson Heights. You got two sides here you can go to if you're going to go to the outside. You got the right side, you're going to have to go against Austin Zeller, an All-State defensive end, or you're going to go to the left side where you got Drake Miller, who's one of the better linebackers in the state.
Yeah, I'm sure we're going to call Austin Zeller's name a lot tonight on defense. 11 tackles for loss and 5 sacks. He has been masterful on that defensive line at 6'4", 220. A right side run for Merrick Knoll on second down and a short 10, just trying to fight for extra yardage, and he does use some strength to get across the 30 to the 31-yard line. So it's a gain of about 5 yards. Good extra effort there for Merrick Knoll to make it a much more manageable third down play.
Yeah, they had him balled up there, so they did, but he just kept his legs churning, so he did, and got 3 or 4 extra yards.
Merrick Knoll averaging just south of 6 yards per carry, second leading rusher for this Chargers team, but a third down and short 5 scenario, and dropping back is Elias, a little quick hitter to the far side flat, and it's incomplete, looking for Merrick Knoll in the flat. And a potential 3-and-out here. It's now 4th down and 5.
It's like they're bringing in the punt team.
Well, that would be a tremendous start for the Cobras defense. Again, that has just allowed a total of 26 points in 7 games. Simple math, that is 3.7 points per game allowed. And the Cobras defense going to be quickly off the field.
They haven't got anybody back.
And they're going to let this one go as the right-to-left boot is not a good one. Jackson Heights is going to have tremendous field position on their opening drive. They're going to be on the JCN side of the field. The official still running up the far sideline, and that's going to be inside the 40 at the 38-yard line.
Yeah, like a 6-yard punt. It didn't end up too well for them.
So at the JCN 38, that was a quick possession, and not what you wanted to see if you are the Chargers. But now, first time, Drake Melly's in crew. First and 10 here for the Cobras. No score, just over a minute gone by opening quarter. Great field position as they go left to right. Here's Drake Melly's on a right side run. He's got room at the 30, stays on his feet. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Drake Melly. Well, he's done it his entire career in one play, 5 seconds off the clock, maybe a touch more, actually 9 seconds off the clock on that drive. A 38-yard scamper, Cobra 6, Chargers nothing.
And why not? In a game that hyped up as much as this is, two undefeated teams, who do you give it to? Your best player, the best player that you've had the last 3 years. You put the ball in his hands, let him make something happen, and he did.
One play, 38 yards, 9 seconds off the clock on that drive. As Melly's now, he does it all. He's going to hold for Zeller's PAT, put a good boot on it, and that one is drilled. 10:33 to go, opening quarter, did not take long. Chargers go 3 and out. Cobras score in one play. 7-0 Cobras here at Jackson Heights. We're back after this here on KNZA.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And did not take long for the top-ranked Cobras. This drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton, WilsonTireKS.com. So after JCN, a quick 3-and-out on their opening drive, one play, a 38-yard touchdown run by Drake Melly's. A 7-0 Cobras lead is now JCN starting from behind and not even 90 seconds into the game. And now this kickoff, it's going to roll up inside the 5, and the Cobras are going to swarm on it.
Oh.
And now the ball is on the turf, and it's picked up, and it's a defensive special teams touchdown for the Cobras. Let's see who might have scooped and scored on the fumble, and JCN is in trouble. Not even 2 minutes into the game, it's 13-0.
Wow. That's one thing I was going to bring up. We haven't played most this fall with any type of moisture on the ball. And tonight, that ball is going to be slick.
And I see Luke Scherling with the ball coming off the field.
I'm not sure who had it down there. There were several of them.
But then they ate game tackling.
Was it Luke Schuerling? Yeah, I think they're telling us, the spotter's telling us it's Luke Schuerling. So that was an excellent recovery.
How about the sophomore on special teams? A fumble recovery return for a touchdown. And that was a 10-second play and score for Jackson Heights. Zeller's extra point is no good. He missed it right. But again, we are just north of 90 seconds gone by in this opening quarter, and the Cobras lead 13-0. Another timeout, and we're back right after this.
Good deals are hard to come by, but with Meal Steals from Taco John's, you can get a full meal of favorites like a crispy beef taco, a bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink starting at just $5. Order these Meal Steals in-restaurant or online only at Taco John's. At Taco John's, we don't put boundaries on flavor, but perfectly seasoned meats and irresistible potato olays will always be our meat and potatoes. And now try two new meat and potato burritos for a limited time, only at Taco John's.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
No doubt about it. What a start for the Cobras here tonight at home. Two teams, 7-0. Northeast Kansas League and District Championships on the line. JCN, they got to figure something out. They give up a one-play, 38-yard touchdown run to Drake Mellies, and the ensuing kickoff is a fumble that is scooped and scored by the sophomore Luke Schuerling, and a 13-0 lead here now for Jackson Heights as that kickoff is going to roll into the end zone for a touchback. So JCN will get back on the field with their offense, but again, they got to find something three and out on their opening drive.
Yeah, the first possession they had, they tried both edges. They tried to the left side a couple times. They tried to the right side. Really didn't get too much. A little bit of second effort gave them a 5-yard gain in that one run. Then they tried to pass, and then my concern was, how's that ball going to be in that quarterback's hand with this much dew and water on the field? Is they're going to be able to pass efficiently?
Yeah, we're going to see a lot of mist pretty much all night with those cooler temperatures. 13-0 Cobras. Second drive on offense here. Will Elias takes it around the right end, gets by one tackler, and is able to get positive yards. He gets drilled out of bounds on the far sideline. We'll see where he's officially marked out at. And he got away from one in the backfield, probably avoided a loss. Might have got one, maybe two at best. Second down coming up.
Yeah, great pursuit on that right side. Again, Austin Zeller's over there. You notice he had to go out wider than probably what he wanted to, and he had to go behind the line of scrimmage to gain that 1 yard.
So officially 1 yard there for Will Elias. Second down 9, maybe a long 8, short 9 at the 22-yard line, and now a whistle and a timeout for the Chargers. Chargers burn their first here still. Not even 2 minutes into this game. Our timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, now open in Holton at 705 Arizona Avenue. Again, they are 8:30 to 4:30 on their hours. They have a grand opening event, by the way, November 8th from 10 until 2. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. Dan Shute, Brandon Tabman, Ray Penning in studio, Kyson Prophet braving the cold and mist and weather out there behind the camera for the Cobra Channel. Appreciate it very much, but we talked about a fast start in the pregame. The team that got out to a fast start is number one ranked in Jackson Heights. Again, a quick drive, special teams already getting on the board, not even 2 minutes in. You look it up for JCN, they're down 2 scores.
I thought maybe we'd be able to hold them that first possession. I'd hold them, maybe get the ball back and be able to drive down. I've never anticipated, boom, boom, we're up 13-0 with less than 2 months in.
In the special teams touchdown, believed running off the field with the football, Luke Schuerling, a sophomore.
Well, we got several sophomores on that kickoff team, so we do a lot of young, which is great to see for the future of Jackson Heights.
So out of the timeout here, 10-17 to go first quarter, 13-0 Cobra. Second down, a short 9 to go. It's a run to Merrick Knoll. He's got good yardage. Lowers the shoulder, gets across the 25 and up near the 30. He'll be close but short of the first down. He'll gain 7 yards. But just like that opening drive, they got a good play on second down. They made it manageable on third but couldn't get anything that first time around, and this time a solid 8 yards there for Merrick Knoll, and third down and a short 2, we'll call it. And right up the middle, and a first down, much needed there for Jefferson County North, up to the 35, maybe the 36-yard line.
Well, that's one thing about JCN, they've got a lot of pride. They're not going to lay down on you. They're going to buckle up and fight for it. They've got something going here, positive for them.
That was Knox Heston with the carry and the first down up to the 35-yard line. 9:40 to go first quarter, 13-0, number one-ranked Cobras. Another left-side run and bottled up and spent back by Tegan Bauhey. The linebacker holds him to no gain on the play. And it's going to bring up second down. Well, Elias has been bottled up here on the ground in the first quarter.
And that's what JCN wants to do, probably, is try to keep it on the ground, keep this clock moving, keep the game manageable. So it's still a possession game at some point. You don't want to get it spread out too far where Jackson Heights is ahead of you four or five touchdowns.
Well, Elias, the leading rusher for the Chargers this season, averaging 8 yards per carry. He's found the end zone 11 times, but so far just 3 carries, 1 yard in this opening quarter. Just past the 9-minute mark to go. It's a low snap. They run an end around from left to right and trying to cut it up between the hash marks again. Good pursuit by this Jackson Heights defense. No gain on the play, as they tried a little reverse from near side to far side to the senior, Nicholas Cahill, and now third down and long here for JCN.
We're kind of going to hurry up here a little bit, too.
JCN trying to speed things up. They get on the ball quickly, but they're facing third down and long. Ball at the 35-yard line here. A chest-high snap to Elias. He's going to take a deep shot, far side, and nobody home. It's well out of bounds, incomplete. And fourth and long, JCN's going to have to punt it away.
Yeah, that wasn't even close. He threw that probably 4 or 5 yards out of bounds. I don't know if it slipped out of his hand or what. And the receiver ran an out route. I think he was expecting him to go down the sideline or something.
So despite getting a first down on that drive, it's going to be another punt here for the Chargers, trailing 13-0 at 8:23 to go in this opening quarter. This time, Drake Mellies is back inside his own 35. The first punt was not ideal. This one might be and looks to be much better here for Jackson Heights. Takes a high bounce and a little push from right to left, and a nestle between the 35 and the 40 at the 37 of Jackson Heights, and they're going to take over there.
Yeah, they're going to have to string together a little bit longer field now to end this third possession of theirs. Well, actually, second possession. I guess the second touchdown was a fumble recovery.
8:13 to go first quarter. It's all Jackson Heights. They have only had one offensive drive, but yet they have two touchdowns. 13-0 our score. First and 10 at the 37 of Jackson Heights. As Drake Mellies is back to work, he has touched it once. He has found the end zone. His second is play action. Little throw to Austin Zeller and diving down, and incomplete is the call. It was a low throw. Again, the weather is certainly going to play a little bit of a factor here tonight. He was wide open, kind of in the middle of the field, but it's going to be incomplete and second down and 10 yards to go.
And this will be huge for JCN if they can hold Jackson Heights from, making Jackson Heights have to punt to get the ball back would be huge for them in confidence.
Well, Austin Zeller by far and away, Drake Melly's favorite target, leads the team in receptions, yards, and touchdowns. Second down and 10 here for Jackson Heights. They lead 13-0, 8:08 to go first quarter, and now a whistle and a stoppage of play by the official. And they're sending one of the offensive linemen off the field here for Jackson Heights. It's Eli Wisdom, the left tackle. And they're making a change, so not sure. It might have been a wardrobe malfunction, but not sure if it's an injury. But for now, Wisdom, the left tackle, is out for this play. Second down and 10 yards to go with the 37 for Jackson Heights. They fake the end around. It's Mellies right up the middle. He is chopped down across the 40. Gets to the 42. It's a gain of 5. And third down and 5 coming up. Knox Heston in on the stop there for Jefferson County North. But a big opportunity here for JCN to maybe get off the field. They can hold strong. Third down and 5 across the 40 of Jackson Heights. Cobras, a 38-yard touchdown run on one play by Drake Mellies, and they followed that up with a scoop and score on special teams. Number one ranked Jackson Heights. League and district championships are on the line. Their first third down, and it's a run to the right side. Bouncing off the wimpy tacklers is Tatum Eisenbarth, and then finally he is brought down. Good play in the secondary by Brody Van Dyke. He might have lost a yard back to the 41, and it's going to bring up fourth down and 6.
That was a great open field tackle by that kid. He went low and guy made his ankle.
Well, let's see what Jackson Heights decides to do here. Fourth down and 6 at the 41. Clock is on the move. We're 5 minutes in. We got 7 to go here in this opening quarter. Cobras leading at 13-0. And right now it appears they're lining up in an offensive play. Well, we've seen this before in the shotgun and then a pooch kick. We'll see what the decision is here for head coach Caleb Wick, and now some movement up front.
Oh.
And the hard count gets the flag, and it's going to be offsides.
I don't think that's going to be enough, is it?
It'll still be fourth and one, but I believe it was the defensive end, that's Alex Easterday, the most notable jump there. And that is a penalty against Jefferson County North, the first flag here tonight.
Yeah, even though it's on Jackson Heights' side of the field, I can see the Heights going for this, especially with Millie's back there in the backfield.
So it's fourth down and one at the Jackson Heights 46-yard line, ball on the near side hash. They operate left to right, so you've got Zeller in the backfield, right side of Millie's, and then Tatum Eisenbarth on the other side left. They do give it to Tatum. He's got the first down. He's into JCN territory. That ball kind of slipped around the hands a little bit, but he held on to it. He gets to the JCN 48-yard line. They needed one. They get six. First down, Cobras. So Tatum Eisenbarth on fourth down and one, and that was a crucial penalty the Chargers. Again, had him at fourth and six. But an encroachment by the line made it much easier at fourth down and one. But nonetheless, coming up on the halfway point opening quarter, 13-0 Cobras. They're in JCN territory at the 48. Couple of hard counts. JCN not jumping this time. Melly's under center on this first down snap. Three in the backfield. A little wishbone style. They fake it to one. They go right up the middle with another. And a good stick at the 45 to the 44.
And this is some hitting that Jackson Heights hasn't seen for several weeks. I mean, JCN's coming out and they're hitting. They're hitting hard.
The stick there was Knox Heston, the sophomore linebacker. It was Tatum Eisenbarth on the carry. He gets four, second down and six at the JCN 44-yard line. 13-0 Jackson Heights. Drake Melly scoring on one play on their opening drive from 38 yards, and then a scoop and score on the ensuing kickoff by Luke Sherling. Here's a second down and six snap. Melly's dancing in the pocket. He pump fakes. He's going to take off. He's at the 40 down the right sideline, 30, 25, and steps out of bounds inside the 25. He'll get to the 22-yard line, a scamper of 22 for number 15. First down and 10 for Jackson Heights. Three carries, 65 yards here in the opening quarter for Drake Mellies. And nearing the red zone at the 22. 5:28 to go. Clock stop first quarter. Cobras 13, Chargers nothing. Boy, just his presence in the pocket. You can see it.
Yeah, he has great vision, so he does. He's very smart.
Two receivers left, one tucked to the right. That is, or actually two to the right, so four wide set. Running back is Titan Eisenbarth, and now Mellies again. Simple quarterback draw, bouncing off a few tacklers, but then brought down on the play.
I'm sure JCN has a spotter to keep their eye on Drake. Anytime he has the ball in his hand, not to go for any fake handoffs. Just keep your eye on Drake, and that's your primary goal.
It's a gain of 2 to the 20, so Jackson Heights in the red zone. And that's sponsored by Sarah Fox Team with Stone and Story Real Estate, getting you closer to your dream home. Again, Dan Shupre, Penn and Kyson Profit, Brandon Tabman with you. Under 5 minutes to go, clock moving first quarter. Jackson Heights 13, Jefferson County North nothing. Cobras on the move, first and 10, second down and 8, beg your pardon, at the 20-yard line of JCN. Shotgun set, two receivers left, two right, man in motion. From left to right, they fake. Now a little shovel pass. What a design there to Zeller, but JCN read it well. He's brought down for minimal yardage. Again, Knox Heston, so you have the fake reverse and then a little shovel pass to the tight end, Austin Zeller. But again, it's read well by JCN. A short gain of 2. It's third down and 6.
Yeah, I mean, it's a play that probably needed to be a little bit slower developing to get those backers to come up to gum on that fake. But they made it so fast, they shipped, and those guys hadn't got into the backfield yet.
I would guess four down territory here for Jackson Heights. Third down and 6 yards to go at the JCN 18. 4 minutes to go in this opening quarter. Here's a belt high snap, faking a pass left. Melly's running, gets by a couple defenders, and he's spun down inside the 5, and he's going to be just shy of the end zone at the 2. He's going to get 16 on 3rd and 6, and it sets up first and goal for the Cobras.
And I thought he actually got in there because I thought he rolled on the back of the JCN kid. He never got a part of his body down, but maybe he did. First down and just 2 to go.
A chance to add to a 13-point lead in the blink of an eye. 13-0 Cobras. Under 4 minutes to go. Clock moving first period. First and goal at the 2. Unofficially tonight so far, Drake Mellies 5 carries for 83 yards and a touchdown. You will have Titan Eisenbarth, sidecar right. Got Zeller the tight end. It's a low snap. Mellies a little sidestep to the right. He slipped and he still gets across the pylon and into the end zone for the touchdown. Well, the first two steps of that play, not ideal. A low snap and then a slip, but nonetheless, he didn't need much, just 2 yards, and he crossed the plane, and pay dirt found another Melly's touchdown. It's 19-0 Jackson Heights at 3:24 to go opening quarter.
Yeah, that's one thing that we've, I mean, you haven't seen much of going to Drake, but in a game like this, you see the balls 90% of the time going through Drake's hands. It's not about spreading the ball out. It's getting to your best player. Let him do the work.
So they will go for two. Zeller missed the last extra point, so they'll try to make it 21-0. A flag is thrown, and walking in for the two-point try, it is successful. But again, a flag thrown right after that snap was taken by Melly. So might be an illegal motion here, potentially. An illegal shift, beg your pardon, is the call. First penalty against the Cobras. So that'll make it a little bit more challenging here as they'll bump it back 5 yards.
Yeah, let's see if they change it up, maybe try to kick it, or they're going to go for, look like they're going for two still.
So Melly's has scored twice.
They got the tee.
All right, so they're going to bring Zeller out to try a 25-yard extra point. Why not give the kid a little redemption here? Might be one of the bigger kickers in the state. 6'4", 220. Melly's will hold. A 25-yard extra point. It's a low snap. Melly's has to pick it up. He's going to roll. Another flag is thrown. And that's caught by Eisenbarth. He gets in, but again, another flag, this time from the back judge.
I think that was design fake.
That might have been. I think you're correct there, sir. It was a low snap. He still had to pick it up off the turf, but the way he kind of shimmied his way out of there.
And have those two receivers already out there looking for a pass.
Well, let's check it. Personal foul against Jefferson County North. And that flag was thrown pretty quick after the snap, so I'm not exactly sure what they caught there, but I believe that means that two-point try is successful, and it is 21-0 Jackson Heights. 3:24 to go opening quarter. We're back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off-center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repair, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Boy, the number one ranked Cobras are here and ready to go. A 21-0 lead here in the opening quarter. That last drive covered nearly 5 minutes and 63 yards. Drake Melly's a 2-yard run, his second touchdown here tonight, and a 2-point try. It took a while, but they got it to go. 21-0 the score. Again, we got Ray Penning, Dan Shoup, Kyson Prophet, Brandon Tadman with you. So right now, that puts Drake Melly's this season in terms of rushing touchdowns up to 17. And you pair that with the 16 passing touchdowns as well. 33 total touchdowns in what is game 8 on the year for Drake Melly's and Jackson Heights. So there was a personal foul on the two-point conversion. And now kicking from the 45-yard line on the JCN side of the field is Zeller. And he just launched that one into the end zone for a touchback. And now JCN, they have one first down, Dan, here in this opening quarter. But outside of that, a three and out. And then after picking up that first down on their last drive, ultimately punting it away again.
Yeah, JCN has got to get something going this possession. I mean, if they don't get something going this possession, give the ball back to Jackson Heights, and they score again, it's getting to the point where it's getting out of hand. We're still within reason. If they can get something going here on their side and get a long drive going, get some points on the board, tighten this game up just a little bit.
3:24 to go opening quarter. JCN down 21-0. It'll be Will Elias. A left side run and a TFL dropped in the backfield. Jace Doyle gets the stop.
Got another flag on
the another penalty marker on the field, and it's going against Jefferson County North. Did you catch that call?
I think it was against, well, they were holding it.
Okay, Lada. Okay. But they're going to decline the penalty, so that one stands. It is a tackle for loss for Jace Doyle. It's a 3-yard loss on the play. About 10 tackles for loss now this season for the 5'11 senior defensive end. That's going to make it now second down and 13 back to the 17-yard line. 3:19 to go in this opening quarter. 21-0
is the number one ranked team's lead.
Well, we're trying something different. Spread them out here. See if this is going to be a different look.
Right to left, JCN operates here in the first quarter, dropping straight back. They want a screen. They set it up to Merrick Knoll. He's got some blockers out in front, but he's chopped down at the 21. Titan Eisenbarth, the one to get him down at the knees, and he'll get the lost yardage back and maybe plus one. Still third down and nine coming up. But you're right, they spread it out, tried to get him with the screen, but Titan with a nice play in the open field to limit that to just a four-yard pickup.
Yeah, I thought that was something that maybe some other teams could take advantage of. We go so quickly into the backfield sometimes, and it was a good play. We just made a good open field tackle, Eisenbarth kid did. Ball's on the ground.
And now the ball's on the turf on this third down play. It was picked up by Elias, and it's picked off at the 25-yard line. And down inside the 20, it's Colby Powhey with the INT. His second interception of the season, the middle linebacker. And when it rains, it pours for Jefferson County North. Jackson Heights, another turnover forced. A 21-0 lead at 2:36 to go in the opening quarter, and they're right back in the red zone at the 17.
Yeah, things are not going well for JC, and they're going to call timeout here, try to regroup just a little bit. But, yeah, all the momentum's on Jackson Heights' side.
We'll step aside as well. 2:36 to go first quarter, 21-0 Jackson Heights. We're back in 30 here on KNZA.
Hi, I'm Emma Langley with Higher Power Grooming, just 8 miles northwest of Atchison. As a family-owned and fear-free certified business, we treat every pet like our own. From baths, haircuts, blow-drying and brushing, to nail trims and de-shedding packages, we do it all to keep your pets looking and feeling their best. Call or text us today at 785-741-5776 or email higherpowergrooming@gmail.com. And don't forget to follow Higher Power Grooming on Facebook and Instagram.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
2:36 to go first quarter. Top-ranked Jackson Heights in control early. 21-0 their lead over Jefferson County North. They just got an interception by Colby Bauhey, the freshman linebacker, and setting up the Cobras first and 10 at the 17. Inside the red zone, that's sponsored by Sarah Fox Team with Stone and Story Real Estate, getting you closer to your dream home.
Well, actually, he's a sophomore.
Sophomore,
two sophomores have made big plays. The sophomore that picked up the fumble and got it into the end zone to second touchdown, and here's an interception by another sophomore.
So here is the first play. It's a low throw. Tried to find
Austin Zeller there
in the flat. It was probably better off that he did not catch that. That would have been about a three-yard loss. So it's going to bring up second down and 10. Incomplete pass there for Drake Melly's. Only his third pass attempt here in the opening quarter. They have had short fields and not a ton of plays run.
Right, and both of them have been pretty low passes.
Right.
I mean, he really hasn't got it up there to the chest area yet.
I'll say, you know, some of that probably has to do with the dewy atmosphere with the little bit of mist that you see off in the distance, but 1-for-3 start for Melody's, but a 21-0 Cobras lead. Second and 10 at the JCN 17. 2.5 minutes to go in this first quarter. Another quarterback run. Drake Melly's in between the hash marks straight away, and he spins into the end zone, and he trips down late. Pater, Cobras, touchdown, Melly's again. Goodness me, a 17-yard scamper this time on the straightaway draw. And just like that, another one on the board. It is 27-0 at 2:24 to go in the quarter.
Yeah, I didn't predict this coming in. I figured it was going to be a lot closer game, and here we are. Jackson Heights is ahead 27-0 with still 2:20 to go in this first quarter.
So that's going to be a one-play, 12-second drive, and now that extra point is blocked. And good thing for Jackson Heights, this ain't the NFL. Could have been scooped and scored for 2 points, but nonetheless, that blows the play dead. And the second missed extra point for Austin Zeller tonight, but that has not affected the score in any way. 27-0 is our score. Jackson Heights, dominant, out in front early. 2:24 to go opening quarter, and we're back right after this.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Drake Mellies has found the end zone for a third time here in this first quarter, unofficially. And 7 carries, 102 yards.
Wow.
And 3 touchdowns for Drake Mellies. And we still have 2:24 to go in this opening quarter. You pair it up with a special teams touchdown, 27-0 Jackson Heights.
Yeah, that's impressive.
So here is the Jackson Heights kick from left to right, and another one that's going to scoop into the end zone. And fortunate for JCN, that one wasn't touched by Christopher Knoll. I think the Cobras thought it might have glanced off his leg, but it did not. It goes into the end zone for a touchback, and JCN takes over at their 20.
Sorry, I didn't interrupt you there, but he's been keeping that ball low on those kickoffs, and it's really skipped on that wet grass and not getting very far off the ground. It made it very difficult for them to pick up.
Well, JCN right now in this opening quarter, 2 turnovers and just 22 yards of offense. 27-0, all Jackson Heights. 2:24 to go opening quarter. Right to left here on this drive for JCN. Will Elias in the gun. It's a pretty tight formation here. He takes it himself. A left side run. Tripped up by the shoelaces across the 20 to the 22 for a gain of 2. It'll bring up 2nd down and 8.
Yeah, I'm sure in their mind they're going to try to get something positive out of this first quarter before it ends.
As Jackson Heights defense, boy, some of their stats are pretty absurd. They came into tonight with 65 tackles for loss in 7 games, and they have added to that number here in this opening quarter, giving up just 26 total points in 7 games. And now another one. Maribel had the ball stripped, and who recovered it? It was Mellies who forced the fumble. And waiting for the official decision, it looks like Jefferson County North got back on it. So Merrick Knoll able to scramble on it after an incredible play by Mellies to rip that ball out here on the near side right about the 30-yard line.
Yeah, it was a free ball. There were several people dove on it. We just didn't know who at the bottom of the pile had it.
Well, fortunate, it's going to be about a 7-yard pickup, and it'll bring up 3rd down and 1. 90 seconds to go, clock moving first quarter. Cobras 27, Chargers nothing. But another near turnover. They've already turned it over twice. They fumbled the kickoff early.
That's one of those things when you're trying to get extra yards and stuff like that and you're still standing upright, those people are going to come in there and start trying to rip the ball out if you're sitting there trying to get that extra yard.
JCN desperate to get a first down here. They've only got 1 first down in this opening quarter, and they go Knox Heston here following his right guard and Novinsky, and it looks like he just got enough to get that first down across the 30 to the 31 for a gain of 3. 2nd carry in this opening quarter for Knox Heston, the sophomore running back. So 1st down and 10, Jefferson County North at their own 31-yard line, approaching the final minute of this opening quarter. All Cobras, 27-0 their lead. 3 rushing touchdowns from Drake Mellies paired with a Luke Sherling scoop and score on a fumbled kickoff. Now officially under the minute mark as the clock is moving. Good snap, Mellies, or correction, it's Elias, beg your pardon, on the right side quarterback keeper, and might have lost a yard there. Boy, this Cobras defense, they fly around.
Yeah, we got some great seniors up front. Then you got, again, you got Austin Diller on one side, you got Drake Mellies, and then you got those linebackers. They might not be huge in size, but, man, they're quick, and they know how to get in there, find seams, and hit you low.
JCN going to have to run one more play here, I believe, in this first quarter, under 25 seconds. Here is the snap on 2nd down and 11, and it's caught, but then immediately ripped down. Rex Furman, the tight end, made the catch, and he might have just got that 1 yard back. So a little bit of a screen here in the flat to Furman. He does make the catch, but just a gain of 1.
Yeah, I think that Brody Brownie, number 3, is the one that kind of hit him as soon as he caught it.
And this might run out the first quarter, and it certainly will. Dominance is one of the many terms you could describe that opening quarter for Jackson Heights. Winner take all, district championship, and a league title on the line. Top-ranked Cobras lead at 27-0. We're back here in 60 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
K4 Ag and Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of Soother Feeds protein tubs and mineral on hand and carry mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. Let them help you select the best tire for your vehicle and driving needs. See K4 Ag and Valley Falls, nurturing farms and growing success.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Start the second quarter here. Jackson Heights, a 27-0 lead. JCN, third down and long. It's third and 10. And a quick hitter across the middle is caught, but short of the first down. Knox Heston on the receiving end of that pass. They get about half of it. It was third and 10, a pitch and catch in between the hash marks to Knox Heston again for five. But fourth down and five coming up for JCN, down four scores.
Yeah, I mean, what's your choice here? I mean, you're down 27-0. Do you punt it away or you try to get a first down here? Looks like they're back in punting formation.
Well, JCN, they have not had much momentum at any points in this game. As we're early in the second quarter, it will be a punt. It is a low-line drive. Nobody back for Jackson Heights. It will take a friendly JCN bounce and nestle inside the 30 at about the 27. So we're 45 seconds into this second quarter. Jackson Heights getting it back, but a 27-0 lead here on JCN. Both these teams undefeated coming in, but top-ranked Cobras had a little extra pep in their step tonight.
Yeah, okay. Things kind of went their way. I mean, from the very start of the game, and all the momentum kind of went to their side. I mean, JCN really needs a stop here. They don't want to get down any further than what they are.
So now going right to left offensively, Jackson Heights back to work. Drake Melly's three touchdowns already in this first half, all on the ground. And he's back in the shotgun set. He'll take the snap. They give it to Eisenbarth on a little end around, and he is swung down by Brody Van Dyke. Nice play by Van Dyke there. Might have lost a yard. Might be a TFL. So, again, they do a little end around to Tatum Eisenbarth. And no gain, maybe a loss of one. Second and long here coming up.
That's one thing. JC has done a good job on that Eisenbarth kid. He's got sprinter speed when he can get it going and get to the corners, and they haven't allowed him to do that several times he's had the ball.
Officially no gain on the play. Second down and 10 yards to go. Clock on the move here, second quarter at 10:42. Ball at the 27-yard line here for the Cobras with a four-touchdown lead at 27-0. Here's Melly's on a keeper, spun around across the 30, and he'll be shy of the first down. Gets good yardage, though. Gain of five, maybe six, and a manageable third down coming up here for the Cobras.
And most of the season, when that play would develop like that, he'd hand it off to Zeller to go outside. But he just realizes in a big game situation, I want the ball in my hands. And he's just good enough running back, a person that can elude people tackling to get positive yards.
We've seen that formation and kind of movements multiple times in this opening half. We've seen Melly's give it off to that runner on the reverse, but this time keeps it for five, maybe a short six. We'll call it third down and a short five. As Melly's wants it again around the right side, makes a man miss. He gets up to the 40 and finally diving forward, he'll get to the 45. It's a gain of 12 on third down.
Yeah, you're seeing a little bit different strategy than what Jackson Heights has done most of the year, but we've just been outclassed most of the teams we've been playing. It's just this philosophy today, keep it in Melly's hands.
Well, the closest game margin of victory was week one when they played Riverside here at home, and that was a 21-0 Jackson Heights win.
Yeah, you talk about that. Riverside Centralia tonight.
Last I checked, Centralia was up 14-0 in the second quarter on Riverside. Last check, that game on 92.1 KMZA. Melly's in the gun, first and 10, ball just across the 40-yard line. And another run here, Drake Melly's business as usual, 15, 45, 40, 35, 30, stuttering a little bit, 25, and finally forced out at the 20-yard line. It's a gain of 38, and the best in the business continuing to do what he does.
Well, we talked about that rushing record here a couple weeks ago.
He is on pace, according to my stats, which, by the way, should mention unofficial. But as of right now, 157 yards for Drake Melly's here in this first half.
We still got 3 minutes.
Yeah, still 9:23 to go. The record was 334 yards he added a couple weeks ago against the Onega Buffaloes. And that ball is on the turf, but jumping on it quickly, Brody Browning saving a turnover. Little miss exchange there between Mellies and Browning, but nonetheless, Browning jumps on it quickly, no gain, second and 10. That was the first carry for Brody Browning here tonight. Yeah, 23 carries coming in, make it 24. That one might have been the worst of them all, as he had to scoop up a fumble and jump on it quickly. South in 9 minutes, clock moving second quarter. It's all Jackson Heights leading 27-0. Three Drake Mellies rushing touchdowns, along with a special team scoop and score as well. He's in the shotgun set. Zeller sidecar left. Little tucked up on that short side of the field. Ball fake. Mellies across the middle. It's caught by Eisenbarth. Nobody within 10 yards of him. And he's into the end zone for the touchdown. A 20-yard touchdown pass to Tatum Eisenbarth. And adding to it, it's 33-0 Cobras at 8:35 to go in the half.
And he did set him up well, too. Drake looked to the left, looked to Austin Zeller that was out in the flats, and it really just set up the middle. The Eisenbarth kid came across the middle wide open and hit him in stride.
Just incredible play design. The best throw we have seen from Mellies tonight. He hasn't really thrown it a whole ton. He had a couple in the first quarter kind of low and on the turf, but that one in stride. And now going for two here as they give it to Zeller on a little end around right to left and a good open field tackle to save two. Callum Baker, the corner, got Zeller down by the knees and kept him out. And the two-point conversion off the board. But another six put up by Jackson Heights. 8:35 to go in the first half. Cobras 33, Chargers nothing. We're back after this here on KNZA.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Number one ranked team in the 1A classification, Jackson Heights looking to end the season unbeaten, and right now they are well on pace. A 33-0 lead, 8:35 to go, second quarter. We got Dan, we got Kyson, Ray, Brandon with you, full house, full crew. Braving out the weather here tonight. A little chilly, a little rainy. Doesn't look like it's affected Jackson Heights all that much.
Oh, and you brought up, I mean, the undefeated in the regular season. Jackson Heights has only done it four times in their history. And this will be the first time it'll be done back-to-back. If they can pull off this win. Again, it's still early in the second quarter, and we're talking about the end of it. But when you're up 33-0, JCN's going to have to really buckle down to get this momentum shifted if they're going to have a chance in that game.
That touchdown to Tatum Eisenbarth, the 17th passing touchdown for Drake Mellies. He's added three rushing touchdowns here in the first half, so give him four in tonight's game. Dominant, to say the least. 33-0. Here is a low, slow kick that is picked up at the 20-yard line. JCN, that's Christopher Knoll, beg your pardon, and he's taken down by the left shoulder jersey pad. And maybe at the 30, decent field position here for JCN, but down 33-0 at 8.5 minutes to go in the first half.
Yeah, they really need to get something right here to keep it respectable, to get go into halftime with a little bit of confidence, to have some type of game plan coming in the second half.
It was a 73-yard touchdown drive by Jackson Heights in that drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. First and 10, Jefferson County North. 8.5 minutes to go in the first half. Here's Will Elias. He fakes and keeps. Gets away from two tacklers. He's able to find some positive yards. Good run there for Will Elias around the right end. Good sportsmanship there as well, being helped up on the play by Brody Browning. And what could have been a 4-yard loss turns into a 5-yard gain, second and 5.
That's exactly right. Well, I was going to say, he went out of three or four people that were ready to tackle him. He just put his shoes right out of their hand and kept it going.
Well, he's had been caught down in the backfield a couple of times. Just 7 carries for 4 yards in this game tonight so far for Will Elias. That might have been his most decorated run to this point in this game. Second and 5 at the 35. He'll take a high snap. He'll fake the end around. Same play. Boy, what a stick in the backfield by Browning. Brings him down. Another TFL. That is a loss of 3, maybe 4. Back to about the 32-yard line. It's a loss of 3. We just talked about Brody Browning and the sportsmanship in the play prior. Not much sportsmanship with that one. Not saying there was anything malicious by any means, but that was a big-time hit by Brody Browning.
I said he's a quick kid. He knows how to hit low and use what he can do, and that's his aggressiveness and hit people at the ankles.
He had four tackles for loss coming in. He adds another one there. Third down and 8 after a loss of 3. Elias rolling to his left, and he finds a receiver near the first down, and it's dropped out of bounds by Christopher Knoll.
Yeah, it was actually a pretty good pass to him.
I think he would have. Yeah, that ball was in his hands and would have had a first down across the 40, but instead an incomplete pass, and it's fourth down and 8.
Yeah, I mean, again, kudos to our up linemen on the defensive end. They're pushing JCN's line back 4 or 5 yards, and anybody that has to try to run around the corners, they're starting 4 or 5 yards back behind the line of scrimmage.
Well, JCN is set to punt it away again. It has just not been their night, and it's a low snap in the rain, but it's picked up, and maybe the
good
best punt so far from left to right. Jackson Heights not even worried about anybody back there. By far and away the best punt here for JCN. It rolls inside the 25, nestled down at the 24. So 7 minutes to go until half. 33-0 Jackson Heights. Another punt there by JCN. So Jackson Heights at their own 24-yard line will take over with a 33-0 lead.
Well, this is definitely something that, I mean, people are going to be looking at throughout the state if this holds true and continues forward of, okay, how good is Jackson Heights? Be able to put 33-0 in a quarter and a half against a team that's undefeated coming into the
Jackson Heights has had some short fields here in this first half, but right now the total yardage 188-41 in favor of the Cobras. 7 minutes to go in the first half. Cobras get it back, leading 33-0. Drake Mellies in the gun, takes a knee-high snap, another quarterback run, breaks away from one, but then finally spun down by
going.
The shoelace by Knox Heston. Yeah, still staying on his feet just a little bit longer. And what appeared to maybe be a 3-4 yard gain turns into an 8 yard run there for Drake Mellies.
I said, Drake is just saying, hey, give me the ball. This is the time of the season that, I mean, where the stars shine, and the coaching staff is wise enough. Hey, get the ball to that kid that can get it done for us.
Again, unofficially in the first half, on the ground, 165 yards for Mellies. 3 touchdowns. And a passing touchdown as well. 6:18 to go, clock moving south. Second down, 2 yards to go at the 32-yard line. Mellies rare, under center. Old school little fullback dive there.
A little wishbone action there.
I've seen that formation a couple of times. And it's Browning who got the carry straight up the guts. And not much. Good pinch there by that JCND line. It's a gain of maybe a half yard at most. Third down and maybe a yard and a half to go.
Yeah, see if JCN can't hold tight here, make Jackson Heights have to do something else.
So third down and call it a yard and a half. The 33-yard line here for the Cobras. Leading Jefferson County North, 33-0. It was 27-0 at the end of one. They have added to it here in the second quarter. Drake Mellies on third and short. He'll fake the handoff. He'll spin away from a tackler. Somehow still on his feet. Dancing away, 45. And finally brought down right at midfield. Gain of 17. Let's see if they do give him midfield. It looks like they do. So third and one, he picks up 17.
I said, in the regular season up to this point, Drake would have handed that off and let somebody else do it, but he's just saying, I'm going to get it done.
He's trying to set records tonight, it appears. What a first half
he
has had.
He's a kid. He's not too worried about the record.
He wants to win.
He wants to win.
He
wants to go
no
and make this, carry this team as far as he can carry them.
Boy, this Jackson Heights team, they have been so good. And tonight, just putting a charge into JCN. First and 10 at midfield. 33-0 Cobras. Under 5 minutes to go until halftime. Beltie snap. Another flag thrown. They get Zeller on the end around near side. Boy, he is just pushing away tacklers. 35-30. Staying on his feet. He hurdles a man. And he's out near the 20. Well, this might be coming back. We'll see.
Yeah, when you see somebody 6'4", 220 coming at you, and he does a good job stiff-arming, too, when he gets out in the open field.
That's going to take away a near 30-yard scamper. It's a hold on Jackson Heights. We've been fairly clean in the penalty department.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, that's
just
something
the second penalty here for Jackson Heights.
Yeah, one thing you can actually say as a positive, Jackson Heights hasn't had many penalties this game because they racked up a bunch the last two games.
That's one thing Caleb Wick was talking about over the last couple of weeks, shoring up the penalties, and they've been fairly decent in the first half, but that was by far and away the most crucial penalty, which wiped out a 30-yard end-around run by 6'4", tight end Austin Zeller. So now it goes back to the Jackson Heights 40, first down and 20, as we got 4:41 to go until the half, with Jackson Heights leading at 33-0.
Yeah, what strategy you have here? You're going to try to, you know, try to get half of it back here on this first down play, or you're going to try to air it out a little bit? We'll see.
Only four pass attempts in this first half for Drake Mellies. One, a 20-yard touchdown to Eisenbarth. They send Eisenbarth in motion. They fake it to him. They want a little hitter in the flat. This one is caught.
Oh, 45, nice fake.
To remove 50, 45, 40, down the left sideline, 30, and finally brought down inside the 25. That is Sir Peak with a catch and run inside the 25. He's down to the 21. It's a gain of 39.
And that's one thing, again, this Jackson Heights team, I mean, he can spread it out to several different people. We seen him throw to the Eisenbarth kid for a touchdown earlier. Sir Peak has great hands, so he does here out here in the flats, and he got Zeller that we've seen on the one that got called back. We've got several kids that can catch a ball and run.
Sir Peak was averaging 17.5 yards per catch, 11 catches, 193 yards coming in. That's his first rock catch tonight. That one goes again for 39, near 40 yards. And right near the red zone, the 22-yard line, 4:05 to go until half. Here's Drake Mellies again, has a lot of room right up the middle. Believe it, touchdown, he does it again. Might have been touched inside the five, but credit that offensive line. He had a massive hole to get up the gut, and it's a 22-yard scamper, and that puts him over 200 yards rushing in the first half.
In the first half, yeah. That's it. We don't give the credit enough to those people up front. So they're giving him some holes. Even though Drake does a good job of finding holes, the linemen up front, they're making the holes for him.
A 22-yard run, his fourth rushing touchdown here in this opening half, his fifth total touchdown tonight. Remember, he had seven touchdowns in that record-setting performance a couple of weeks ago against Onega. 501 total yards, 334 on the ground. Seven touchdowns he had in that game, five on the ground and two in the air. And now it appears they will line up to go for two. This is a special performance and a special player, no doubt. In a dominant first half of the Cobras, trying to add now to what is a 39-0 lead as they go for two, and they just pop it to Zeller over the middle, and he is swallowed up, and he's trying to fight into it, and his strength gets him in.
But I've seen a flag over the far side.
Far side official chucked a flag right as the signal was given on the two-point conversion, which was successful. Kind of a little pop pass there from Mellies to Zeller. We saw a personal foul called against JCN after one of the first quarter touchdowns, and this penalty is going against Jackson Heights.
I think they assisted him a little bit.
Well, the one negative, if any, for Jackson Heights here in this first half, they're making these extra point tries a little more difficult.
Right, yeah, that's true. And again, the wind's coming from the south, so again, against the wind, it's a little bit of drizzle coming down, so it's maybe make it a little bit tougher for kicking the extra point, so why not go for two?
Well, they tried to go for two after one of their early touchdowns, and then the penalty set them back, and then they brought Zeller out, and then they faked on that extra point try and ultimately got it, even though there was a penalty on JCN. But now it's at the 8-yard line on this two-point conversion try. 39-0 Jackson Heights, just south of 4 minutes to go until the half. Mellie's rolling to his left, holding it the right hip. Now he's throwing off balance back
ball
in the end zone, and it's knocked away and incomplete.
Yeah, they could have called an interference there, but they're probably just saying Jackson Heights got 39-0 lead.
Yeah, a little bit of contact, but good coverage there on the back end.
Yep.
As Nicholas Cahill was in there on Zeller, and that makes it a unsuccessful two-point try. But nonetheless, all Jackson Heights tonight, 3:58 to go first half, 39-0 Cobras, back in a tight 30 here on KNZA.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Buildings, serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit Morton Buildings.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Big shout out, Kyson Prophet, Ray Penning, Dan Shoup, Brandon Tedman with you here on KNZA. It's hard to believe, brother. Final game of the regular season, final week of high school football regular season action. Watching the number one team in the state in the 1A class tonight, and they are putting on a clinic. 39-0, they lead Jefferson County North. just under that four-minute mark here in the second quarter. Five touchdowns for Drake Mellies, four on the ground, one through the air. Masterclass first half for him.
The big thing I've seen different from the last couple weeks is they're playing clean, hard football, is what Jackson Knights is doing. We've kind of struggled with that the last couple weeks with personal fouls and things of that nature. Up to this point, knock on wood, Jackson Knights is playing hard, but they're playing within the limits.
So here's the right-to-left boots, and they're going to blow it dead right before the kickoff.
Did we leave a little early on the kickoff?
Yeah, it might be offsides on Jackson Heights. That'll be their fourth first-half penalty.
Yeah, Jackson Heights was just, they want to get down there and get the person with the ball, so they do. They just got across the line a little bit early before he kicked it.
Remember Luke Sherling, the sophomore, had the scoop and score. Not even 2 minutes into the game, Jackson Heights, their second touchdown. They got it on special teams after JCN fumbled that return. Sherling picked it up, ran it in from less than maybe 15 yards out, and it's been all Cobras since.
I mean, yeah, the only thing that you really say that has been a negative is maybe the snaps on the extra points were a little bit low and Drake had to pick them off the ground. That's about the only bad thing you could say that Jackson Heights hasn't executed in this first half.
So they're going to have to back it up five. Zeller now has it teed up between the hash marks at the 35-yard line. He'll kick from right to left. JCN down 39-0. Boy, talk about the jump Austin Zeller has made from his junior to senior year. He was very productive last year, first-team all-league. But this is just a tremendous athlete at 6'4", and he gets a good boot to it. Here is Noel on the JCN return and a good open field tackle at the 27-yard line, and that's where JCN takes over at 3:51 to go in the half, trailing 39-0.
Yeah, I mean, Jackson Heights has done everything right up to this point. Their defense has been just swarming. I mean, JCN hasn't been able to get anything or not much positive this whole first half. The defense, and I said from the get-go, we have such an explosive offense, but our defense is what's going to carry us far into this postseason.
By the way, Wilson Tire, that drive summary for Jackson Heights on that last go-around just took 2 minutes and covered 66 yards. A 22-yard run by Mellies. Here is a run to the left side by Merrick Knoll, the junior. He'll get a yard at best. Second down coming up. And I'm pretty sure I asked Caleb Wick at one point, what's been more impressive, the offense or the defense? And yeah, defense, the first thing he said, with how good they have been this season.
They have. I mean, all the points that the teams have scored against us have been on our JV. I mean, yeah, we've given up some points this year, but they've all been on JV, when the JV's been in there to kind of wrap up the game.
Second down and nine after a one-yard tote by Merrick Knoll. This time Elias will fake to Knoll and quickly bash down for no gain on the play. A lot of movement up front. Tegan Bauhe, another stick. And Jackson Heights wants to burn a timeout. With third and nine coming up, again, that timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. Now open in Holton at 705 Arizona Avenue. Their hours are 8:30 to 4:30, and they'll have a grand opening event, by the way, on November 8th from 10 until 2. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. 3:12 to go. In this first half of play, Jackson Heights a 39-0 advantage as they want to get the ball back, calling their first timeout. JCN out of this TO is going to have third and long, third and nine from their own 29.
Yeah, I'm sure Jackson Heights is thinking, hey, we're going to continue to play hard. This is one thing that, again, even with this game being spread out as it is, at some point Jackson Heights is going to have to play a full game, and they haven't had to do that yet. I mean, besides the week one against
right.
Riverside, everything's been a half of a game, running clock in the second half, and you got your JV up out there playing most of the possessions in the second half. They need some reps. They really do, because you're going to come down to a situation where we're going to come across a team that's just as good as us, and we've got to be able to play four quarters.
It's just been an incredible showing for Jackson Heights here in this opening half, trying to lock up another league championship and district title as well. Out of the timeout, JCN, third down and nine at the 29. They'll go a shotgun set. Will Elias, it's going to be a five wide. Three near side, two far side. Elias in the gun by himself, and they want Knox Heston on a quick hit to the near side, and that screen is blown up by Cooper Hewitt. It's going to be a loss back behind the original chains, a loss of three and a timeout for the Cobras.
Yeah, great coverage there by Cooper Hewitt. Another senior out there. We've got a a load of seniors out there with a ton of experience. So we do have, again, another positive for Jackson Heights of how many seniors we have that have played a lot of varsity ball in the last 4 years.
In that timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. Go ahead and keep it right here again. 3:03 to go in this half. Back-to-back timeouts utilized here by the Cobras. They want to get the ball back and try to add some more points before the break. Remember, JCN got the ball first. So they're trying to do the old 1-2 combo, get some points at the end of the first half, and then have that advantage getting the ball to open up the third quarter.
Correct. The only thing I want to see from Jackson Heights, being an alum, being somebody that has a kid out there playing, is just keep it a class act. Yes, we want to play hard, and we want to win the best we possibly can, but just keep being a class act as we finish out this game.
Well, JCN will come out of that timeout in punt formation. It'll be Will Elias with the punting duties. His last couple have been pretty good. His first couple were not great. It's another low snap, but it's
not
a pretty good left-to-right kick. But
and he fair catched it.
And it's going to be Mellies who takes in that fair catch, drops to a knee at the 36-yard line. So exactly 3 minutes to go in the half. 3 minutes, one timeout here for Jackson Heights, trying to add to a 39-0 lead.
Yeah, I mean, and again, the blocking up front for Jackson Heights has been just great against JCN. The Wisdom kid up there, Jace Doyle, the Balhae kid. We got a junior up there, Braden Ennis. They've done an excellent job of making holes. And then also when Drake goes back to pass, getting time to pass.
So, again, unofficially in this first half, Drake Mellies has 204 rushing yards and four touchdowns. He's got 3 minutes to go in this second quarter, and he's right back to work. He wants to draw back here, looking across the middle. Now he goes far side, deep shot. Zeller makes the catch, and then
nope.
Pops out late. And they're going to say right now that's a fumble, and it's picked up by Jefferson County North and spun down. See, who was that? Brody Van Dyke, who picked it up. And as of right now, I believe that's a turnover.
It's a turnover. I think JCN has it. It was a good catch by Austin Zeller. Great pass by Drake Mellies in this drizzle. But kudos to the defensive back on JCN to strip the ball from him.
So a catch and run all the way.
They're discussing it now.
Well, let's hold on and see what the officials come away with. I mean, we had a tough angle from where we're at, and that's on the far side of the field.
Yeah, it seems like all the action happens on the other side of the field.
And they will say JCN football. So, really, the first negative play here for Jackson Heights, and that got all the way down into JCN territory.
So they're saying he had possession of it, had control of it, had two steps in to make a move before he got stripped, which, again, it was boom, boom. It was hard to tell since it was so far on the other side. But
that was a near 25-yard pitch and catch, but ultimately a fumble by Austin Zeller, and JCN will get it back at their own 42. At 2:50 to go. And a flag is in as Elias is dropped down back at the 40. He'll lose two.
Yeah, good penetration there by Sir Peak. He threw his man off of him and made that back have to go outside a little bit farther than what he wanted to for a loss.
And it's holding against Jefferson County North.
They might. Don't know if they're going to decline this. Yeah, they're going to decline and try to get the ball back again.
That penalty will be declined.
That's hard to decline a 10-yard penalty, though, isn't it?
That's a lot of trust in your defense.
Yes, it is.
For sure. It's a loss of two. They declined the hold. Second down and 12 at the 40. I don't think JCN's in too much of a hurry here as they get on the ball at the 40. Down 39-0 to Jackson Heights. Second down and 12 yards to go. They tighten up the formation here on the near side hash, going from left to right. Simple run out of that. Wishbone look. Knox Heston churning the legs,
fighting
through tacklers across the 45, and he gets up to the 47. Heck of a run by Knox Heston. And that makes it a much more manageable third down here. He'll gain about 7 yards on that tough run.
And he's just a sophomore. Wow.
He is one
of their strong running back there.
That's his third carry. He's totaled 17 yards here in this first half. And now third down and 5. Clock right now at 1:47 and moving. Ball just shy of midfield. And they go to Merrick Knoll, and he got right to the midfield stripe and then swung back. It's a gain of 3, but it's going to bring up 4th down and 2 with 90 seconds to go in this opening half. Again, Jackson Heights, they have a timeout. Doesn't appear like they're too concerned about it. Yeah, the 39-0 lead.
Yeah, what's the thing? It looks like they're going to go for it, man. I don't know if you'd want to give it back to Jackson Heights at the 50-yard line with a minute to go. They're going to kind of run the clock down here.
Yeah, they're going to run it down and probably utilize a timeout here. So a fourth down and two play. The ball is nestled right on the midfield stripe, a little bit closer to the near side hash. Chargers operating left to right. And they're going to get it under a minute and waiting for a timeout to be called by JCN. I would think they may end up punting this away. We'll see. That's what we do as broadcasters. We speculate, and there's the timeout at 42 seconds, now 40 seconds. And I think they may add a couple seconds here on the clock. Right now it's at 40. Yeah, they're going to put it back to 45. So a couple extra seconds ran off. So JCN now 45 seconds. Again, facing fourth down and two at midfield. Again, that timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn.
So what would you do? Would you try to get the 3 yards and get the first down and get into halftime without giving the ball back to Jackson Heights, or would you punt it? Long snap and run it? I don't know.
I think if you punt it, I think Jackson Heights will come out and take a knee.
They might.
And go to half. Especially if it's a good punt.
Right.
But if you go for it and you don't get it, then I think Jackson Heights gets a little aggressive and at least takes a shot.
Right. I agree with that right there. I think it's probably the best. Just, hey, just go ahead and kick it. Just kick it away from him if anybody is back for Jackson Heights. So they have a long field, and more likely Jackson Heights will just kneel on it and kneel these last 45 seconds.
Well, let's see. They come out of the break. Fourth down and two at midfield for Jefferson County North, trailing here at Jackson Heights 39-0.
He's in shotgun.
He is in that tucked up tight formation. A little bit of movement up front, but jumping back is Anthony Gulotta. Didn't quite cross that plane, so Will Elias looking back at the white cap and shouting something at him. He thought, I think Gulotta might have crossed that line of scrimmage. But now both teams settle back in. Fourth down and two at midfield. 45 seconds to go until the half. That looked like a false start, but it's going to be just enough. Boy, it looked like the center might have moved early, but they won't call it. And needing two, they get two and change. Again, Knox Heston on the run. And again, 39.5 seconds to go. JCN does get the first down to the 47.
Yeah, he kind of moved a little bit before he hiked the ball, so he did. But ever so slightly.
Either way, the clock is moving. Can't imagine JCN being too aggressive at this point with now 25 seconds and counting. We're coming up here on the halftime show. We'll get you some updated stats. What was a dominant Cobras first half? We'll look at some scores from around the area. We'll get Dan's thoughts on this first half of play. A lot to dissect here in the next 11 or so seconds as JCN will run this thing out. And that'll take us to the end of the first half. So it is dominated by number one ranked Jackson Heights. Both teams entering 7-0, but the Cobras tonight at home, a 39-0 halftime lead on JCN. Our halftime show is next, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, They can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure what you are doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide residential, commercial, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Halftime here on KNCA, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Find them online, highlandcc.edu. Full house, full crew. Ray Penning, our KNCA studio producer. Kyson Prophet behind the camera for the Cobra Channel. Dan Shoup alongside. I'm Brandon Tedman. All right, Dan, quick initial thoughts. We'll dive into some of the nuts and bolts and get some stats in that first half here in a moment. But it was a rough start for JCN. They get the ball first. They go three and outs. A shanked punt gave Jackson Heights their first possession. The JCN 38-yard line, first play from scrimmage for the Cobras, a 38-yard touchdown run by Drake Mellies, off and running from there. Ensuing kickoff, they get a scoop and score, 27-0 after one, and right now, 39-0 at the break.
I mean, it's just been wow. I mean, from the start of the game, it just all went towards Jackson Heights' side. Jackson Heights was fortunate. I mean, they did a good job of getting that first touchdown, but then JCN just kicked themselves in the foot when they turned the ball over on the ensuing kickoff and gave Jackson Heights, you know, first down and goal inside the 10-yard line to make it boom, boom. Now you're down 13-0 against a team that has such a high-powered offense, and you don't want to get behind very far with this team, and it just steamrolled from there. Yeah, it really did.
39-0 our score at the break, and, you know, for Jefferson County North, I guess, put your coaching cap on, you know, your Coach Schneider in the locker room. It hasn't gone really any way you would have liked. What's kind of that mindset mentality? What do you do?
Yeah, you come out and you have a plan in place to try to get a touchdown, maybe try to get it to 30, and have that mindset. But if things don't go your way, the mindset needs to be, hey, we're a 7-1 team. I mean, after this game,
they're going to have a home playoff game.
They're going to have a home playoff game. They're going to be one of the top seeds. So we got to look down the line and say, hey, what positive can we take from this game? Even though we're going to end up getting beat, we got to try to make ourselves better and stronger so that we can make it as deep as we can possibly make it in the playoffs, which start next week.
Well, right now, Jackson Heights in control, number one ranked team in the 1A class, a 39-0 lead at home over Jefferson County North. Here at the halftime break, we'll go through some of those first half stats when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, it's Emily with Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Did you know 1 week password could put your whole identity at risk? We're sharing simple tips to help you stay safe online, like spotting phishing scams, protecting your passwords, and locking down your personal info. Head to rainbowtel.net and check out our resources. Stay smart, stay safe, stay connected with Rainbow.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Hello, this is Rod Whitmer with Farmer State Bank in Holton. These next months are a special time of year for our farmers in Kansas as the growing season ends and the harvest season begins. We want to remind everyone to practice safety and patience when traveling the roads this fall. When combines, grain carts, tractors, and other farm machinery are on the move, it is important to slow down, be patient, and share the road respectfully.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank
in Holton, member FDIC.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is celebrating 12 amazing years with their annual open house this Friday, October 8th. Stop by during our live KMZA radio broadcast to spin the wheel for prizes and enjoy an Indian taco lunch, plus other fun with Dr. Leslie Gallagher, Dr. Nikki Mirpool, and Dr. Stacy Niehus. There'll be several door prize drawings between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Lifetime Eye Care, advanced eye care with a hometown touch, and celebrating 12 years this Friday, October 8th, for the annual open house at Lifetime Eye Care in downtown Holton.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank is here to help local businesses. From sole proprietors to storefront shops, we have the money to loan and the expertise to share. Our digital auto books lets local businesses receive card and ACH payments within their online banking.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Jackson County and surrounding area? Kellerman Real Estate in Holton is your go-to company located on the downtown square. This is Cindy Hauer. We have agents with 100 years of combined experience and are ready to help you. We use technology to help make your transaction convenient. Whether it's residential, commercial, or farm, let us help you with your real estate needs. Kellerman Real Estate. We live, work, and play where you do.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Halftime here on KNZA and the Cobra Channel as well, brought to you by Highland Community College. Thanks again, Ray Penning in studio. We've got Dan Shoup alongside Kyson Prophet behind the camera. For the Cobra Channel, I'm Brandon Tabman. 39-0 at Jackson Heights here at the break. Their lead over Jefferson County North. We'll dive through some of the stats. We'll start with the team totals. Again, these stats unofficial. But tonight so far, the total yardage, Dan, 300-49 wow. In favor of Jackson Heights. They had 214 yards on the ground. They averaged 11.3 yards per carry. They also had Drake Melly's 4 of 6 passing for 86 yards. So 214 on the ground, 86 in the air. And 300 yards in the first half.
But as you look at it, I mean, it's gone through Drake Melly, your four-year starter, your four-year starting quarterback. I mean, he's a kid that when it comes down to it, when you get into this type of situation, when it's, hey, we're at the end of the season, we're going to try to get as far as we possibly can, you get it to your All-State player, and you keep it in his hands. Make him make the decisions whether to hand it off or take it himself. And tonight he's been taking himself and finding gaps that he's been able to run through and make something out of nothing.
So first half, 13 carries for Drake, totaling 204 yards. Now, I will say this. 2 weeks ago against Onega, he broke the school record for rushing yards in a game with 334. Obviously, with 200 at the break, he is on pace for that. However, if you see Jackson Heights put up, you know, and they're going to get the ball to start this second half here in a little bit, but, you know, they get another touchdown or two, it's going to be a scenario where the starters are going to get pulled.
Right.
And
right,
again,
right.
He is worried about the win. We talked about this. He wants to win, but just tremendous. And, again, we give credit to the offensive line because they have been dominant. Wisdom, Ennis, Doyle, Gulata, Bauhe, these guys lead the way. And, you know, talking with Caleb Wick throughout the year, he definitely mentions that Melly's praises those guys up front quite a bit because they put in a lot of work to make his numbers look good.
I think what you're going to see is Jackson Heights gets the ball to start the second half. You're going to see Drake have the ball in his hands a couple times just to see what he can do and see if he breaks something, to see if he's getting close to that record. And if it's not, I'd be pulling him off. I mean, the grass is wet, the surface is wet. You don't want to, the other side of that, you don't want to play your stars too much. In this situation, where there's an environmental issue going on with the wet grass and the wet ground where somebody could slip and possibly get hurt. And I know that you're thinking, oh, you play it out as part of football and stuff like that, but when you don't have to, when you're up 39-0, one thing you don't want to have is an injury going into the postseason.
Jefferson County North, they turned it over twice in their first four possessions in the first quarter. They had the fumble on the kickoff, which Luke Sherling picked up and scored. And then they had an interception thrown by Will Elias. Colby Bauhe came away with an interception late in that first quarter. We even saw Jackson Heights late in the first half. Austin Zeller on a catch and run of about 25 yards, and the ball popped out late, and JC enforced a turnover late, but it was the end of the half after that. Mentioned Melly's on the ground, 204 rushing yards, four touchdowns. He's got five in the game. A touchdown pass to Tatum Eisenbarth from 20 yards out. He's 4 of 6 passing for 86 yards, and that touchdown to Eisenbarth. That was Eisenbarth's lone catch in the first half. Also a 39-yard catch and run by Sir Peak. And then Zeller, despite the fumble, two catches for 27 yards. JCN, not much going on offense. Will Elias, he's been so good all year. But this JC in front, holding Will, 9 carries for -1 yard. Really the two positives out of the backfield. Merrick Knoll, 5 carries, 23 yards. Knox Heston, 4 for 20. And Elias in the passing game, just 4 out of 8 for 7 yards. He's got completions to Rex Furman and also a couple of catches for Knox Heston out of the backfield. Jackson Heights, 4 first-half penalties. And also for Jefferson County North, they had 2 penalties. Actually had a couple other penalties, but not accepted by Jackson Heights in that first half. So there's the stats in the first half, brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms, Holton Tax Services, that's Holton, Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, Michelle Callison, or any K-Tax Services with a new location on Highway 75 in Holton. That's Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockhoff. Again, our halftime score, it's all Jackson Heights, 39-0 over Jefferson County North. We'll look at some scores from around the area right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Avid car buyer Joel Klein thoroughly enjoyed his time with Holt House Auto House.
One of the best buying experiences I've ever had when I bought cars, and I have purchased over 30 in my lifetime. We purchased a 2007 Jeep Wrangler. I would recommend wholeheartedly to use them. They are great to work with and very personable, and they went really smooth.
Our name needs a great deal at Holt House Auto House.
Online at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today?
Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy, taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for medical pharmacy with online bill pay options as well, offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
How's your outdoor cooking working out? Does it need an upgrade or something new? We have all the outdoor accessories you could ever need. This is Smokin' Joe at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca. Take a look at the Louisiana Founders Series pellet grills at an unbelievable low prices for this fall. We also have all the Napoleon gas grills available on the same program. And of course, Gosney pizza ovens and Primo ceramic grills. Another new item is a ceramic coated griddle. Come see us today for all your smoking hot deals at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca. We service what we sell.
I'm Dr. Jimenez, and I want to take a moment to talk to you about breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, a time to remind everyone that early detection saves lives. Breast cancer is one of the most common cancers among women, but with regular screenings, like mammograms, we can catch it early when it's most treatable. If you're 40 or older, or if you have a family history of breast cancer, talk to your doctor about when to get started screening. Here at Holton Community Hospital, we're proud to offer a range of breast cancer services, all available close to home. Whether it's screening, diagnosis, or treatment, our dedicated team is here to support you every step of the way.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See your local shelter agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Courtney Boswell in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Moments away from the start of the second half here at Jackson Heights. All Cobras, they lead Jefferson County North 39-0 alongside Dan Shoup, Brandon Tamman with you, Kyson Prophet, Ray Penning, also part of the broadcast crew. Before we get to the start of the second half, let's run through a few scores from around the area. Some halftime scores on the Hiawatha Channel. Perry LeCompton, a 14-7 lead over the Redhawks. That is a win and get into the playoff scenario. District title on the line on 92-1. It's Centralia at home leading Riverside 14-0 at the break. Leavenworth over Holton at the half, 23-16. Sabetha leading St. Mary's, 21-6. And our Care Country broadcast, Troy 42, Moorhill Mounts Academy 6 at the break there. Our score updates brought to you by Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today? Go to HolthouseAutoHouse.com. All right, Jackson Heights, Dan, a 39-0 lead. They'll get the ball to start the second half.
And this is one thing that we haven't practiced much in game-like situations is the kickoff return. We haven't had many times where we've received the ball and getting reps in that. Of all the other things, we've gotten plenty of reps throughout the regular season. In the offense and defense, the kickoffs, when we have it is this. When you got such a good offensive team and stiff defense, you don't get to practice what we're seeing right here.
So here is the second half kickoff. It's brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial in Silver Lake. Here is the Jackson Heights return, far side of the field, across the 30. Three. And across the 40 and up near the 45 is Drake Mellies. He does it all, folks. Across the 40 to about the 43. Let's see the official mark, but a great kickoff return for Drake Mellies. And they will have it, and they do give him the 45-yard line, first and 10 at Jackson Heights.
I just like to see the senior leader, I mean, leading the team. That's what you like to see. And everybody's just kind of following suit of what they need to do, kind of standing on his shoulders, say, hey, we're going to carry it.
300 total yards of offense for the Cobras in that opening half, and they start things here in the third quarter. Great field position at their own 45. 9 seconds into this third quarter, they lead JCN 39-0. Here's Mellies, takes the snap. He's got 5 TDs here tonight. It is Eisenbarth on a reverse here to the near side, and a good open field tackle by Nicholas Cahill, keeping that to a medium-sized gain up to midfield for a gain of 5. That's yeah, Titan Eisenbarth, by the way.
Yeah, it's hard to keep those Eisenbarth boys straight, but yeah, good open field tackle there by JCN.
Titan and Tatum, very.
And there was Clydes last year.
Yep, exactly. It's a heck of a family, no doubt. They have been very productive this season. So that was Titan for the gain of 5. Second and 5, ball at midfield. Clock on the move here, early portions, quarter number 3. Mellies from the near side hash, design quarterback run, bouncing off his own right guard, and then he is able to shimmy his way in between the hash marks inside the JCN 45 to the 44. Gain of 6 on second and 5, And more yardage for Drake Mellies and a first down for the Cobras. First and 10 at the 44 of JCN. Just a minute plus gone by in this third quarter. Opening drive here for Jackson Heights, leading it 39 to nothing. I would think the pace slows down a touch here in this second half for Jackson Heights. Taking their time, coming out of the huddle. They go five wide here. Zeller, the tight end, tucked up right. Two wide receivers split to his right, and then two to the short side left. Here's a low snap. Mellies off the fake.
Going.
He wants to take a shot. It's a jump ball, and it's batted incomplete near the 20. It might have been underthrown just a touch. Good coverage by Will Elias looking for Austin Zeller. It's second down and 10.
He made the good move there to the stutter step, then to try to sprint. But, yeah, it was just a little bit underthrown and kind of got held up just a little bit by that safety as he was trying to make that move.
Just a seventh pass attempt for Drake here tonight. He's 4 for 7 for 86 yards. Two of those completions to Zeller. Second down and 10 at the JCN 44. Clock stop, 10:25, third quarter. JCN trailing here. Jackson Heights in control, 39 to nothing. League and district championships are on the line. Here is a give to the running back, and this is Eisenbarth making guys miss. He cuts it outside the numbers at the 20, 15, 10. Another juke move, and he gets into the end zone. Tatum Eisenbarth, a little shimmy, a little shake, and he finds pay dirt from 44 yards out.
I'll tell you, when the kid gets out in the open field, he's very elusive, and he has sprinter speed. He broke last year in the middle school a record that has been set a lot of years ago. He's somebody to keep an eye on as he goes through Jackson Heights.
That is the sixth rushing touchdown for the freshman, Tatum Eisenbarth. He came into tonight averaging 14 yards every time he toted the rock, and he goes 44 there and makes it 45 to nothing. Another swift and quick productive drive for the Cobras. And we'll line up to go for two. Another flag. Boy, they can't stop getting the hankies on the two-point conversions.
Yeah,
and Mellies finds his way on the draw into the end zone. But again, another flag here on the two-point conversion. A legal shift. We have seen that now twice by the Cobras.
Right. On the extra points. It hasn't been in the field of play. It's been on the extra points where we're drawing these flags.
Well, going back to Titan Eisenbarth, going back to him, I was here for that week one game. He had not really seen the field until the fourth quarter when the backups were in. He took the ball up the middle and busted a 60-yard run, and I'm looking down going, who is this cat? Well, it's a freshman. Look out for him.
Yes.
And right there, boy, that was a dandy of an individual highlight run, finding the end zone on his first carry tonight from 44.
Yeah, he's got sprinter speed with Eisenbarth toughness.
So they back it up here on the penalty. So another lengthy two-point conversion try. They toss it out to Browning here in the flat, lowers his shoulder, and bullies his way in for the two-point conversion. It is 47 to nothing, Jackson Heights. It did not take more than 2 minutes. And they had good field position, a 55-yard touchdown drive. 47 nothing Cobras. This time, Tatum Eisenbarth from 44 yards out. We're back after a timeout here on KMZA.
At SBS Insurance Agency, independence matters. We're not tied to just one company. We partner with many. That means more choice, better coverage, and prices that actually fit your life. Whether it's home, auto, farm, business, or life insurance, we tailor solutions just for you. Because you're not one size fits all, and neither are we. SBS Insurance. Local, independent, and always on your side.
SBS Insurance. The home team's pulling for you.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Roughly 90 seconds is all it took for Jackson Heights to score on the opening drive of the second half. Covered 55 yards, and Tatum Eisenbarth, a 44-yard scamper, a heck of a run, made multiple guys miss, found his way into the end zone, his first touch tonight, and his sixth rushing touchdown of his freshman campaign. The two-point try successful, 47-0, not quite 2 minutes into the third.
Yeah, I mean, for JCN, they got to, because this is going to be tough. If you're coming out of this, if they don't have anything positive coming out of this game, that just makes it tough. I mean, Jackson Heights just took complete wind out of a team that's undefeated. I mean, this is a team that hadn't lost a game in the regular season up to this point, and then just get manhandled by Jackson Heights like they have up to this point. It's kind of disheartening. So, I mean, they're going to have to find something here so they have some momentum going into that next next week, which, again, they'll have a good setup, a home game.
Here's the right-to-left kick by Austin Zeller, and they're going to say that Noel was down when he scooped that ball up off the turf. The knee went down, so it'll be marked down. Let's check it at the 17, so not ideal. Worst starting field position for JCN tonight, their own 17-yard line. At 10:07 to go in the third quarter, it has been all Jackson Heights with now a 47-0 lead. It was 27-0 after one, 39-0 at the half. And like I said, roughly 90 seconds all it took on their opening drive of the third quarter. Tatum Eisenbarth scampering in from 44 yards out. So JCN back to work early third, their first offensive touch as they go left to right here in the third quarter. Here is Merrick Noel on the carry, trying to just squeeze his way through that line. He will not. He might have lost a yard back to the 16.
I mean, they keep their legs turning and stuff like that, but Jackson Heights has just been in the backfield just about on every possession that they hike the ball.
Well, doing my prep and kind of just looking at potential matchups, the one I pointed out, this is a fairly young team for JCN.
Yes,
they're starting a sophomore at left tackle.
Mm-hmm.
You're starting a freshman at right tackle. And then you look at Zeller and Sir Peak on the other side, the defensive ends, who's a senior and a junior. So they're getting the work in. Here is Knox Heston up to the 20 on a right side give. And it's going to be minimal yardage, a gain of 4. And third down and 7 coming up after the carry by Heston.
I said, I mean, it looks like JCN is still working hard. I mean, they're trying to get something done. They're just against somebody that's just a little bit stronger than they are.
Will Elias in the shotgun set. Third down and 7 at the 20-yard line, about 3 minutes into the third quarter. He's going to stand around and now kind of shimmy his way outside the pocket.
Oh, that's the wrong way to go.
In trouble, and down he goes. Austin Zeller with the sack. Titan Eisenbarth came in there to finish it up. And sportsmanship there by the Cobras. That is a sack and a big-time loss all the way back inside the 10. Austin Zeller, his sixth sack of the season. That leads Jackson Heights. And that one in the wrong direction back inside the 10 to the 8. It's going to bring up fourth down and 19.
Yeah, that's about the worst thing that could happen to JCN there.
And now they got to punt it from their own goal line. Will Elias stands right on that mark. Picks up the knee-high snap. Craig Mullies might have an opportunity here. He's going to pick it up at the 44-yard line. This could be trouble, making two guys miss to the near side. 40, 35-30 down the left sideline, 20, and now he lowers the shoulder and puts a hit stick on Will Elias, the punter, who made maybe a touchdown-saving tackle, but it's inside the 20, down to the 18-yard line, roughly a 25-yard punt return by Mullies.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how much longer this first-tier group plays here in this second half. They might play until the start of the fourth quarter. We'll see.
8:05 to go, third quarter. It is all Jackson Heights, 47-0. And they are right back in the red zone, and that is brought to you by Sarah Fox Team with Stone & Story Real Estate, getting you closer to your dream home. First and 10 Cobras. They go right to left here, quarter number 3. Drake Melly's in that first half, 200 rushing yards, and to be exact, 210. He will go play action here. He wants a shot down the middle of the field, a jump ball for Zeller, and it was nearly caught on the back end of it, incomplete. Boy, that was nearly Ian Allen who came up with that in the end zone, but they were looking for Zeller.
Right, it looks like he was going for Zeller, kind of overthrew him just a little bit, and there Ian Allen was behind him. Could have made the reception, but yeah, they're just too close together, not enough spacing.
Second down and 10 yards to go. Ball at the Jefferson County North 18-yard line. 7:58 to go, third quarter. And Jackson Heights in control at 47-0. The number one ranked Cobras have basically been the top-ranked team all season. And they are showing it and showing out in a big way here in the regular season finale. Here's a play action by Mellies. Here is Zeller, tipped in the air, caught it off the deflection and wrestled down near the 10. Good hand-eye coordination there. It's a gain of 9 to bring up 3rd and 1. Kind of bobbled it and brought it in.
Yeah, pretty good passing for him. Again, it's still drizzling out here, and you know the ball is wet and got a little moisture on it. And Drake's done a pretty good job of putting the ball where it needs to be in the second half, and we've been able to reel him in.
It's a gain of 8, 3rd and 2. Third catch tonight for Zeller. He has totaled 35 yards. Just roughly right around the 10 of JCN, 3rd down and 2. Zeller goes in motion from right to left, nestled in on that left side of the O-line. Here's Mellies again, a left side run, gets around Zeller and finds his way untouched into the end zone. Touchdown again, Drake Mellies. His 5th rushing touchdown tonight, his 6th overall, and adding to a big-time lead, it is 53-0 at 7:08 to go in the third quarter. Goodness me.
Yeah. Yeah. And here we are, we're still sitting not even halfway through the
Austin
third quarter.
Austin Zeller, got to shout out him. He came in motion, nestled in on that slot position, just, you know, tucked up behind the left tackle, and he had a great block that allowed Drake Mellies to get in there.
Yeah, that's one thing Jackson Heights has done a lot, very well throughout the season. Those kids that are away from the ball, they do a good job of keeping on their man and doing their sound responsibility.
So the struggle tonight, if any, for Jackson Heights,
it's been this.
Have
yeah,
been
extra
going
points.
For two or the extra points. They have been bottled up with a few penalties, but hasn't really hurt them a ton. Let's see if they can get a clean one here from the first jump. Trying to make it 55-0. Mellies in the gun by himself. Zeller the tight end to the right. Now a man in motion, that's Eisenbarth, and they pop pass it to him. Gets outside the numbers, lowers the shoulder. He
tackle.
Can't get in. Brody Van Dyke with the hit stick there and keeps Eisenbarth. That was Tatum out of the end zone. And the two-point try is unsuccessful. But a touchdown again, Drake Mellies, make it 5 on the ground and 6 overall tonight. 7:08 to go, third quarter. Jackson Heights 53 and Jefferson County North nothing. We're back after this here on KNZA.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for your local health care needs. With a 24-7 walk-in clinic and a variety of long-term care options, FW Houston is your premier health care choice in Jefferson County. Call 913-774-4340 to learn more.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on KNZA, Dan Shoup alongside Brandon Tadman. Thanks again to Kyson Profits and Ray Penning. 5 rushing touchdowns tonight now for Drake Mellies, 6 overall. That was an 18-yard touchdown drive. Again, they got great field position after a good punt return by Mellies. And just barely a minute off the clock. And 10 yards out, Drake Mellies, great blocking up front. They missed the two-point conversion, but the lead extends 53-0, not quite 5 minutes into the third quarter.
Yeah, I mean, we're seeing some things, that, again, in Jackson Heights history that hasn't been seen in the 50-year history of Jackson Heights. This team is going to go back-to-back, undefeated regular season in the football, which hasn't been done in Jackson Heights history. It's only been done 4 or 5 times in its history. So kudos to the program that this coaching staff has built, the kids' commitment to this sport. I think we're it's fun to watch.
It doesn't appear that not many teams are going to want to play this team the way they are playing right now.
I say, yeah.
With the weather, I think it's just more impressive because it's been drizzling, it's been breezy. This has been tough conditions for these kids tonight. And you take away the one fumble by Austin Zeller late in the first half, it has been a clean game. And Zeller will kick it off from right to left, and it hits off one of the upmen, but picked up here by JCN across the 30, and balls forward. That's Knox Heston to the 35, where JCN will begin this drive at 7:02 to go in the third quarter.
Yeah, again, JCN is trying to keep their kids up, keep them positive, see if they can't get something going somewhere. They really haven't had an opportunity. They've tried different things. They've tried outside on both sides. They've tried up the middle. They've tried a couple passes. They just haven't got anything going for them.
So first down and 10 here for Jefferson at County North. Ball at their own 35. And now the running clock is in effect here at Jackson Heights tonight. Merrick Knoll, left side run, hit immediately and dropped. No gain on the play.
It's great penetration. The kids, I mean, those linebackers are just making great reads. And they see him hand it off, they're just collapsing into holes.
Ian Allen was in there from his secondary spot to be a part of that group tackle for the Cobras. No gain there by Knoll, as it's 53-0 Jackson Heights. Second down and 10 here at the 35 for JCN. They go left to right, quarter number 3, 4 down on that D line. And a right side run this time.
Oh, look at the game tackle.
Yeah, just so many bodies just swarming so quickly. The carry that time was Nicholas Cahill. He gets maybe a half yard at best.
I said the one thing that I thought maybe could be exposed at Jackson Heights was use of screens. And they tried it once, I think, in the first half when they were down here deep in their own side. But that's been about it. Just because we get such great penetration so quick is trying to have somebody try to throw that at us every once in a while.
Third and 9 now here for JCN. A little bit closer to the near side hash is Elias dancing around in the pocket. Now rolling near side right. He dumps it. It is caught and hit at the 42 and then finally forced out of bounds to close it out. Little dump down to Brody Van Dyke.
It's still going to be just a little bit short on their side of the 50-yard line.
It is good yardage, but as you mentioned, just short. It's a gain of about 6 on the pitch and catch to Van Dyke, but it is going to bring up fourth down and short.
Yeah, just well try to see if you can get a first down because you haven't been able to stop Jackson Heights offense when you get it back to them. So.
It is fourth down and 2. JCN, no surprise, down 53-0. Running clock here in the third quarter. They're going to go for it. Elias Tenol. Will he get it?
Oh,
nope.
He well,
maybe a second effort.
Oh, he might.
He's going to get it, I believe. Oh, what a second and third effort.
That was a great run by that kid.
Boy, Merrick Knoll, he was hit maybe a yard in the backfield, and he looked dead to rights.
Yeah.
But credit Merrick Knoll needing 2, and he fought for a hard 3 and a first down for JCN.
Yeah, man, they're still playing hard. They are. They've got a lot of youth up front. I mean, they'll learn from this and be better for it as they go forward.
8 carries, 25 yards tonight for Merrick Knoll. He is over now 100 carries this season. Here's Elias dropping back here on first and 10. Oh, being chased by Zeller.
Oh,
and it's caught out of the hand, picked up by Elias, still rolling to his right, and he gets rid of it, and it's incomplete. Nearly caught a receiver with Knoll out of the backfield.
Yeah.
Zeller looking over to his sideline. He kind of just gave him a two-hand shove.
Yeah, he thought maybe he could just shove him down, I think.
And I think, boy, credit Will Elias
for
turning
keep it alive.
Something absolutely negative into at least an incomplete pass and no lost yardage. Well, we saw Zeller with a sack in the first half. Nearly had his second tonight, but nonetheless, a wild play. Second down and 10. It's a running clock here in the third quarter, 3.5 minutes. And it's going to be Will Elias trying to get outside the numbers, and he is going to be dropped for a big loss back near the 40.
But you see how much penetration Sir Pecal on that side? They had to go out. I mean, he had to go out around him, and he ended up 5-6 yards behind the line of scrimmage. And the pursuit of Jackson Heights was just impressive. Gang tackling for another loss.
Just the smarts of the outside, you know, keeping that containment, not allowing Will to get to the outside. And it's going to be a loss of nearly 5, actually a loss of 4 officially. Third and 14, the 41-yard line. They need to just get inside Jackson Heights 45 as the running clock is right now at 2:48. It's 53-0 Jackson Heights. Elias in the gun on third and long. Empty backfield. He fakes right. Now looks back left. It is through the hands of Nolan, incomplete. Charging in from the secondary, I think was Ian Allen who might have caused a little bit of a ruckus there on that near completion. Instead, it falls to the turf and now fourth and long. Just all three levels of this Jackson Heights defense making plays here tonight. With that running clock and fourth and long, JCN lined up to punt it away. Elias has been busy in the punt game tonight. Snap is low, but he has time, and this is a high end-over-end kick.
Ooh,
Belly
fair catch.
Got
blasted,
and that's going to draw a flag.
Yeah, he had his hand up.
Yep. That is every time. That should be a 15-yard penalty. But he called for the fair catch. He caught it and got drilled.
Yeah,
cannot do that.
Right. That's one thing. I mean, you don't want something like that to possibly hurt somebody either.
That is a dangerous play,
yes,
for sure.
Because you're not paying attention. You're looking at the ball coming down to you, and to get waylaid like that, it can shake you.
Kick catch interference is the call. That should give Jackson Heights pretty good field position here on this drive. Again, a running clock is in effect. Cobras are leading at 53-0 late third quarter. Brandon Tabman, Dan Shoup, Kyson Prophet, Ray Penning, part of the broadcast team. Appreciate everyone's help making this all possible on KNZA and the Cobra Channel.
Yeah, it looks like the JV offense is going to come in here and pull some reps here.
All right, buddy, you're going to have to help out with some of these some of these players that may not be on the chart. As Jackson Heights might be going a little bit deep into the bench right now with that running clock under a minute.
And kudos, I mean, one thing we have is how good the field looks this time of the year. Here we are at the end of October, and it looks like an August football field. I mean, Troy Propp has done an excellent job keeping this field in great shape.
And even through all the rain and mist and bodies running around, still looks pretty tight and clean for the most part. So we're probably going to see at least one play here as Jackson Heights has rolled in the backups here with 28 seconds and counting, running clock third quarter with the Cobras leading 53-0.
You got Colby Bauhey back there as the quarterback. So
Colby Bauhey is going to take a quarterback run. He'll get one across the 45. Again, got a 15-yard penalty on the kick catch interference. So Colby Bauhey steps in. He will gain 1 yard.
Wasn't he the kid that got the interception?
He did. Yeah, Colby Bauhey got that INT in the first quarter on defense. Now getting some snaps here on offense.
Yeah, he's the kid that's going to have to replace Drake Mellers as quarterback next year. So
Colby Bauhey steps in, carries for one, and that takes us to the end of the third quarter where it's all Jackson Heights with a running clock after this. 53-0 Cobras. Fourth quarter action straight ahead here on KNCA.
The Pines of Holton is hiring compassionate and dedicated CMA and CNA professionals to join our team. Hi, this is Mandy. If you are passionate about providing exceptional care to our residents and want to work in a supportive, friendly environment, we'd love to hear from you. We offer competitive pay, a great work atmosphere, and opportunities for growth. Apply today and become a valued member of the Pines of Holton family. At the Pines of Holton, it's our family caring for yours.
Hi. This is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Starting the fourth quarter, backups are in for Jackson Heights. Colby Bauhey, the new quarterback. A flag comes in late as he works his way into JCN territory, shy of the 45 for a gain of about 8 on the quarterback keeper. But a hold is going to be called on Jackson Heights. So take that one back as got a running clock here to finish things off in the fourth quarter. Dominant performance by number one ranked Jackson Heights tonight. Their lead is 53-0.
Yeah, they did what they needed to do. They came out from the start of the game and just said, hey, we're a better team than you, and just proved it. Again, Jackson Heights is a little bit older, a little bit more mature, and you kind of could see that in some different places with JCN and their youth. But JCN, they're going to be somebody that can win a couple games in the playoffs. They got some talented kids in their quarterback. They had a couple running backs that ran very strong.
Merrick Knoll, Knox Heston, two leading rushers for JCN tonight. So Colby Bauhey in the gun. Now 2nd and 19 after the penalty back at the Jackson Heights 36. That running clock a minute into this fourth quarter. Offensive line is down. It's a low snap. It's one of those little end-around plays to the near side and brought down quickly.
I don't know if the guy's face mask or what, but they're flagged.
There is a penalty flag there, and I think that was number 5. And it is a face mask after the finish on that play.
That's a freshman, Jameson Hewitt, that ran the ball there.
Jameson Hewitt, a freshman, getting a carry here. But again, the penalty is going to be a 15-yard penalty.
Wow.
So again, the JV underclassmen in right now for Jackson Heights.
But it's good. I mean, it's good to see these young kids out here playing against a team that is, you're going to see the JCN. This is most of what they're going to have next year and what you're going to be matching up against. See where you have to maybe improve and get better at things against a varsity defensive line.
So again, the running clock right now, 9:42 after that 15-yard penalty on the face mask called against JCN. Ball just shy of midfield in between the 49 and the midfield stripe. Here is Bauhe on a right side run. He pinballs off some white jerseys and gets into JCN territory.
Yeah, good hits there by JCN.
A couple of yards. Going to bring up third down and about four.
Looks like JCN's bringing in some subs, too. They're bringing in some of their JV players, it looks like.
So, again, don't forget, once we're done here tonight, we'll kind of see where that game is on 92-1. Might join that one in progress. Centralia and Riverside. Last check, 14-7 Panthers. We got a running clock here in the fourth quarter on KNZA. Backups are in for, I think, both sides for the most part. 53-0, the Jackson Heights lead. Colby Bauhe, the quarterback. Drake Melly, sensational night once again.
Ooh,
and now
good
movement up front.
Good discipline, Jackson Heights part.
I've seen a couple encroachment penalties. Cash Warner, a freshman DN, looked to be the first one across that line for Jefferson County North. And on third and four, a 5-yard encroachment penalty is going to give Jackson Heights a first down.
And that's one thing that Jackson Heights does at both levels is they're not afraid when it's a second down and short, third down and short, is to try to draw the other team off. And they've been very disciplined in most of the season of holding tight, which is very tough to do, to draw the other team off.
So Drake Melly's Knights, 15 carries, 220 yards, 5 rushing touchdowns. He also added a passing TD as well for 6 total. And now we get a whistle and a false start against Jackson Heights. This is the backups and the underclassmen kind of coming into play, getting a little sloppy, a few penalties on both sides, running things out here in the fourth.
Yeah, they're just excited. Senior night out here at Jackson Heights, last home regular season game. Obviously, we're going to have a couple home games here in the next couple weeks, but yeah, and they're pumped up. There's a lot of talk about this game coming into it, of two undefeated teams and where everybody was going to be at.
That is the 6th penalty tonight against Jackson Heights. Drops him back, first down and 15 to the 48 of JCN. Running clock in effect. Again, 7:20 to go in the game. Cobras leading at 53-0. Colby Bauhe now the quarterback, a 4-wide set. Tight end tucked up to the left side. I think that's Hewitt again on his second carry, and he gets bottled up quickly and dropped down for a loss of 2 back to midfield. Good pursuit up front again. Isaac Weiser, sophomore, in there on the stop there for JCN.
I said JCN's got some talented young kids, so they do. They're going to be a team in this league that's going to be somebody to contend with for the next several years.
Second down and 17. It's actually back on the side of Jackson Heights, nestled on that near side hash between the 49 and the midfield line. Running clock approaching the halfway point, 6.5 minutes. And Jackson Heights led 27-0 after one. It was 39-0 at the half. Down it to 53-0 after three. And Jackson Heights just running things out here the fourth quarter. And that ball is on the turf. And let's see who scrambled on it. They were trying an end around, and the ball was snapped into the man in motion. And Jackson Heights is on it, so they avoid a turnover, but they lose massive yardage there all the way back to about the 43, roughly a loss of 7 on maybe a little bit of miscommunication there.
Yeah, I don't know if they were trying to fake the handoff to the person in motion or the snap was just a little bit late, but yeah, the timing there was just a little bit off.
So now third down and let's call it 24, 5:45, running clock fourth quarter. Jackson Heights with the ball, about to wrap up another league and district championship. It could be the top overall seed in 1A when we get to next week. Another low snap. Again, the weather picking up a touch, and Bauhe had no choice to pick it up, and he got swallowed up quickly for another loss all the way back inside the 40.
Yeah, I don't know if
going in the wrong direction, but they did not turn it over.
Yeah, they're going to send the varsity punt unit, I think, back in to punt the ball here. Only thing that's going to hurt is going to hurt the total offensive stats for Jackson Heights. They had like negative 20 yards there on that one possession.
So think about this. We had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 combined possessions between the two teams in the first quarter alone. We've only had going on now 6 here in the second half.
Yeah, second half.
The pace has changed dramatically. And Zeller is going to punt this one away. He's got a good move to it, left to right, angling near side, bouncing at the 25. It's picked up, and a good return here by Van Dyke, lowering his shoulder across the 35 out near the 38. JCN will start there. 4.5 minutes to go, running clock in effect. Jackson Heights leading 53-0. And yeah, JCN, this could be their final possession. We'll see.
Yeah, this will probably be the final possession. JCN's going to call a timeout here and talk about it and maybe stop the clock. Looks like Jackson Heights is going to keep their varsity defense in, which I'm all right with, giving them some reps here on the defensive end. League championship, district championship.
And again, you mentioned the back-to-back undefeated regular seasons for the first time in school history.
First time in school history. So we're seeing something that Jackson Heights hasn't done before. Now, if we can just string it to the postseason and get deep into the playoffs. I mean, this team obviously has high goals set for itself. They want to play in a state championship game. But they know also that at some point it's going to come to a point where it's going to be a knockout, drag-out fight. But Jackson Heights does have the tools. I've been around high school football enough that this is a team that can make a run and can be a state championship type team.
And then on the other side, JCN, Jeff Schneider, he's been doing it for a long time.
Yeah.
This team 2 years ago made a state championship game appearance, losing to Conway Springs last season, kind of that rebuilding mode with that huge senior class loss from that title run team, and still finished above 500. JCN, they just win games.
Yeah, I mean, they have a great winning tradition now on the both boys and girls part. I mean, they've been doing it since the 70s. They just have a great tradition, a great community.
In that timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, JCN back to it. And a little run play to the right, good pursuit, a loss on the play.
With Tegan Bauhey
in on the stop. A leading tackler is Jackson Heights defense coming in. You mentioned still the starters on defense, but it looks like a couple
of them
about to come out.
Yeah, some of them are going to come out here.
And that's carry by Riker Gigstad, a sophomore for JCN, who last week touched the ball one time against McLeod and had a 67-yard touchdown.
Yeah, it looks like they're pulling all the varsity defense off. They're going to give the JV defense a couple reps here.
So, again, the running clock in effect. We're at 3:40. Both teams just getting some young cats out there and some experience to wrap up the regular season.
Inside.
Same play to Gigstad. This time he'll find some positive yards. He'll get to the 40, maybe out to the 41 for a gain of 3. So back-to-back carries by the sophomore, Riker Gigstad. Hewitt in on the stop.
Like Sir Peek's coming out. Tegan Bowie's coming out.
So this Jefferson County North team, as we mentioned, they're going to have a home playoff game next week. Opponent TBD.
Yeah, they're going to be what? Probably a number 2 seed.
Yeah, they'll be the 2 seed out of this district. They're going to host. Third down and 7 here for JCN, under 3 minutes. This running clock in the fourth quarter, 53-0 Jackson Heights. Another Gigstad run. Has a nice little move, and he's got a first down up near midfield to the 49. He gains 8. Nice run by the sophomore. Moves the sticks.
Good tackle over number 5, Jameson Hewitt. That is
Hewitt. Had a couple of carries on offense on that last drive. Again, some subs coming in and out. Colby Bauhey is out. Eli Wisdom comes out as well. Under 2.5 minutes running clock, fourth quarter. 53-0 Jackson Heights. Could be the final possession for either side here in this regular season finale. And another run play. Gigstad again. His third consecutive carry. He gets to the 49 for a gain of 1. It's a left side run. Hayden Shulion's in there on the stop. This Jackson Heights team, barring a big play here by the backups, it's going to be another shutout victory for this Cobras defense, which would give them 5-8 games in the regular season. They shut out Riverside, Horton, Onega, or correction, this would be their fourth shutout of the season. 1:38, running clock, wrapping things up here tonight at Jackson Heights. Cobras the league and district champs as Gigstad's getting some good work here, and he's got another near first down up the middle to the 41, another gain of about 8 yards. So he's got 5 carries for 20 yards here late. Covering up third down and short with about a minute and change left.
They're going to give him the first down.
Okay, they'll give him that first down. But again, the running clock in effect. We're now 70 seconds and counting.
This might be the last play. I don't know.
Maybe a couple plays at most here for JCN, as they'll have to wipe the slate clean and get back to prep next week. Getting ready for their home playoff game next week. We'll finish as the runner-up in this district. Another Gigstad run to the right side, and another good run following his right guard. He'll get to the 35, maybe the 34. Call it five for a gain of five.
Yeah, we'll see what he does here. They'll have to hack it one more time, it looks like.
JCN should have one play left. So we started the running clock late portions of the third quarter. Once it got to 53-0. And now second down and four. We're down to 20 seconds left. It should be the final snap of tonight's game. Jackson Heights, they wasted little time jumping out in front, and they never looked back as they're wrapping up another league and district title. It'll be a knee. They don't even run a play this time, and that will do it, folks. The Jackson Heights Cobras, the number one ranked team in the state, wrap up the regular season undefeated at 8-0. They win the Northeast Kansas League Championship and the 1A District 3 title as well. We go to the postgame show coming up next, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. 53-0 Cobras, and we're back for our postgame coverage right after this.
Hey, this is Chris Seymour, owner-agent at B Outdoors Real Estate. Stick around after the break for the B Outdoors Real Estate postgame show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Summer's better without the bites. At Urban Lawn Care, they offer professional lawn spraying that knocks out mosquitoes, chiggers, ticks, ants, and spiders, and all those uninvited pests. Safe for pets and kids. Tough on bugs. You can schedule a one-time treatment or keep your yard protected all season long with monthly or bi-monthly plans. Take back your lawn. Call Urban Lawn Care today for a free estimate and get on the schedule. Urban Lawn Care, local, dependable, and here to help you enjoy your yard again.
At Foster Ford and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
We believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos. So that's what we make. That means cooking our crispy shells in-house daily for peak freshness and seasoning 100% North American beef and our signature spice blend we've perfected over 55 years. With ingredients like that, tacos don't get any better. Oh, they're just $1.39 on Tuesday? I guess they do get better every Tuesday. Better tacos are just $1.39 every Taco Tuesday at Taco John's.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Post game here on KNZA is brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the biz for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Again, appreciate Dan Shoup alongside Kyson Proffitt, Ray Penning. I'm Brandon Tabman. All Cobras tonight, number one ranked Jackson Heights, 53-0. Close out the regular season undefeated at 8-0. They capture the league and the district championships here tonight. This Jackson Heights team, a lot of momentum going into the playoffs next week. Got out to a quick start. They forced JCN to go three and out. And then the first play on offense tonight for Jackson Heights, a 38-yard touchdown run by Drake Mellies, 7-0. And then on the ensuing kickoff, Luke Sherling, a sophomore, picking up a fumble and rumbling in. And just like that, a 13-0 Jackson Heights lead. They built it to 27-0 on two more first-quarter touchdown runs by Drake Mellies. They built it to 39-0 at the half. A 44-yard touchdown run from Tatum Eisenbarth early on in the third quarter made it 47-0, and then Drake Mellies one final time, a 10-yard run on a short field, 53-0 midway through the third, and got us to a running clock, and it stayed there the rest of the way as, again, Jackson Heights, a big-time win of 53-0. We're going to step aside, take another timeout. We got to get a word in from more of our sponsors. We will give you our player of the game, wrap things up when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When second's making a play, short's got it covered.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person.
Good, good hustle,
two
good
things,
hustle.
Communicate with your guys and make sure everyone's in the right coverage.
It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience.
Set the screen. You have to protect yourself.
1, 2, 3, Wildcat!
At Shelter Insurance, you can count on our local agents and award-winning customer service to help you protect what matters most.
For a free insurance review, see Courtney Boswell in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
It takes more than good weather to grow a successful agribusiness. It takes hard work, experience, and the right equipment. Hi, this is Mick from Citizens State Bank. We can help you every step of the way with our agricultural loans. From lines of credit to machinery loans, our rates are competitive, our terms are flexible, and our experienced lenders understand your unique needs. We have been working with local families for generations, and we are ready to help you. Call or come in today and visit with Luke, Dell, or Randy. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back one final time here on KNZA and the Cobra Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Again, appreciate all the help, everyone hanging with us as the high school football regular season is complete, and we set our sights on the postseason beginning next week. And for Jackson Heights, potentially the top seed in the 1A classification, they finish undefeated. They beat Jefferson County North tonight 53-0. They forced a running clock late in the third quarter and able to finish it out from there. They just jumped out, got out to a 27-0 first quarter lead and never looked back. Led 39-0 at the break and 53-0 again, the final score, as Jackson Heights no points in the fourth quarter. Got 53 in three quarters as they dominate once again to capture the Northeast Kansas League and 1A District 3 championships here tonight. All right, let's get to our player of the game. It's brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. And it's going to be the Jackson Heights quarterback, no shock, Drake Mellies tonight. 15 carries, unofficially 220 yards rushing. He had 5 touchdowns. By the way, 204 of that 220 was in the first half. He also finished 5 of 9 passing for 94 yards and a touchdown. So 6 total touchdowns in the game, that touchdown pass in the first half to Tatum Eisenbarth from 20 yards out. And then also Tatum, a rushing touchdown as well. So he had a receiving touchdown in the first half, and then in the third quarter he busted one for 44 yards. Tatum Eisenbarth also a nice night, 5 carries, 53 yards, and a touchdown. As you look at the game stats again, with that running clock and starters out for a majority of that second half, the total yards, 363 to 72 in favor of Jackson Heights. They run it for 269 yards and averaged 9.3 yards a carry. They held JCN to 59 yards on 32 carries, just 1.8 yards per carry. Penalties tonight, 6 for Jackson Heights, 5 for Jefferson County North. Both teams turned it over. JCN turned it over twice, an interception and a fumble in the first half, and then Jackson Heights late in the second quarter got a fumble and a Austin Zeller fumble, so their only turnover tonight late in the first half. So again, Drake Melly, shout out to him. Our player of the game brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. So now the sights are set on the playoffs starting next week. Jackson Heights, Jake and Boz are ready to break it all down for you here in just a little bit on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. But Jackson Heights, Jefferson County North entering tonight, both undefeated, and it was one-sided. Cobras, a final score of 53-0, and our postgame has been brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. For Kyson, for Ray, Jake, Boz, Dan Shute, appreciate it very much. 53-0, Jackson Heights, your winner tonight with the playoffs starting next week. For everyone involved, thanks again, appreciate it very much. Stick around, Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is straight ahead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.